Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. Corny beating up pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. KY, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back. Lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
Mega the Man Production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Welcome to another edition of Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show there is. Tonight is going to be an interesting show. We're going to have 40 Glock from the West Coast representing. He's going to call in after 8:30, which would be 5:30 his time. The topic of discussion is something that was brought to my attention on Saturday, and it's been proven by medical people, whatever you want to fucking call it, that swallowing a man's nut is good for a woman. Even when she's pregnant, it says it makes the pregnancy safer. Where the fuck they got that from? I don't fucking know. So now men are going to sit there and be like, now I told you that my nut was good for you, and that's bullshit. Y'all don't understand, y'all shit tastes fucking nasty, for real. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, we're going to go ahead and do the damn thing, and we're going to have Chocolate Fantasies also. That's going to be my prank call. I'm going to have people send in numbers and whatnot and get this popping. So I'm sitting up here. My damn internet has been tripping all day today. But I'm just like, got to go with the punches or whatever. I'm like, I'm like kind of caught off guard. But so please bear with me. I'm being distracted. I'm sending 40 Glock a message. So here we go. Now, what I need for you guys to do is get ready and ride the chocolate wave, because we got so much shit going on tonight. So what I'm going to do is, while I'm getting everything together, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. It's by No, and it's called Chocolate Girl. So here we go. Chocolate Girl.
Yeah, yeah. I know I like to run my mouth, but just listen to a minute. A poem that was like you. Stand up in Carnegie Hall and then recite you. The only brother for you. I'm like the gutter version of Prince, cause I adore you. A CD of your spirit. I turn my iPod on blast so I can hear it. Your biggest fan ever. In line for your loving rings, fleet girl, whatever.
Right in line.
A planet we could travel. Simply plant a flag and write your name within the gravel. your sexy orthodontist. Getting you to smile like that for being honest.
Real, huh?
Eyes made like a goddess. They belong to you cause lying to you is the hardest. How would be so ecstatic if you never let them haters know the secret to your magic.
Don't do it.
Peace. surrounded by groupies, drinking up me some Patron, and they keep on telling me that I rock, rock, steady, 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 gon' go. Let me hit them with that Eddie Long strut. I go up and down, in and out, higher than low. Wanna see her do a back bend? Wanna see her hands touch her toes?
See, not none of my hoe, but on my dick she can go
low, low, low.
She say my dick remind her of a boat, cause on the sea.
Row, row, row.
If a nigga had down, say
no homo.
He said, girl, you and me give a sweet cheese and bang bangs keep saying
no, no, no.
I'm good, player. Put that on my hood, player. And because I rock and roll, don't get it misunderstood, player. That money that Jeff was through, have a motherfucking ass slide down that pool. I'm doing my dance, yeah, toward them holes on the floor where we rock and roll.
Patron, drifting Louis V, and they hoe won't leave me alone.
He long.
They keep on mailing me, but they say they love my song. And they keep on telling me that I rock and rule, I rock and rule, I rock and rule, I rock and rule. I came in the VIP, surrounded by groupies, drinking up me some Patron, and they keep on telling me.
I sell water to a well, had a scale since the tender age of 12. I'm still on my grind, I'ma bust a bell. It's obvious she jocking us, I'm rocking up that Yola. I wouldn't be so rich if it went for the soda. I'm blowing up, we blowing up, I'm glowing up, it's me. Big Gucci, you're truly, I'm so out your league. That white girl, I love her, cocaine got me right. I'm sending white ball every night, my plug out of sight. And y'all, I ain't making no noise like a deaf child, a deaf child. You need a cold step gone like a step child, a step child. I'm a gold mouth thug, ice cream and Gucci. I'm raw damn raw sushi and my lights up my movie. Gucci two times, did three crimes. I'm on mine, I'm grinding. I sparkle like a bottle of water, you bitch see me shining. Gucci.
I'm in the VIP, surrounded by groupies, drinking up me some Patron,
Patron.
Drifting Louis V, and they hoe won't leave me alone.
Long.
They keep on mailing me, but they say they love my song. And they keep on telling me that I rock and rule. I rock and rule, boy, I rock and rule, I rock and rule. I am in the VIP, surrounded by groupies,
making
up me some Patron, and they keep on telling me that I rock,
rock and rule.
Get drunk one time and pop my collar,
yeah, they call me Mr. Twitter, cause all of the girls follow.
I make them run, run, run,
and then they dip, dip, dip,
then I get them sprung, 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 sprung.
Off the rip.
I feel like can't nobody do me. I get groupies.
I'ma
show you how to get girls just play like
you.
They call me Mr. Swaggerific, quick to suck me out of those shit.
Yeah.
Mr. Please don't touch my shoes, these exclusive F-O shit.
Hey man, nigga, yeah, outdo me.
Ball.
Man, nigga, yeah, out hoop me.
Yeah.
I'm throwing free throws.
Man, nigga, yeah, out shoot me.
Mr. Swaggerific, give me ice. I'm
that was our Rock and Roll by Mutt and Jeff. I see we have P on the line. I see somebody from a private number is calling in. Not sure who that is. I'm going to bring them in. I'm going to bring P on. Oh, shit. My switchboard is tripping again. P?
Hey, I'm calling in from work, but I got to call in and support you. I'm live, y'all. I'm here.
Okay. Let me see who this one number is. Do you need me to mute you?
Yeah, till you're ready for me, just know that I'm here. When you need me, just pick me up and let me know you got me.
Okay, got you. Okay, this number is from a blocked call, so I can't call out the first six numbers. So there's a private number. So hello.
Yo, what up? What is up? Big Bad 4-0.
Oh my goodness, you're early. How you doing?
What it is? What's happening with?
Oh, you ready to ride the chocolate wave?
Oh, that's what we on?
Yes, this is the chocolate wave. I'm Chalk Mommy. This is Chocolate City, and I really have to thank you for coming on. I know you've been seeing your timeline like, yo, this bitch been going hard in the paint, promoting me, the pictures. But guess what? It don't fucking stop, because when you get off my show, I'm sure you'll have your people email me something. So whatever projects you got going on, the same way that I put the effort in promoting you on my show, that's the same effort I'm going to be in promoting your shit, your album, videos, whatever the hell you want me to do. I'm at your beck and call. That's how I do my business.
That's what's up, mama, for sure.
So go ahead and tell everybody who you are and what you do. Everybody know who you are because you were so fucking crazy.
I know, you know.
I spent so many nights looking at YouTube and looking at your ass to where I'm like, you know what? You are off the fucking chain. Put it like this. I can come out to Cali, hang out with you, and know I'm going to be good no matter what. No matter how many motherfuckers come at you, I'm going to be good regardless.
For sure. Man, though, that's mandatory. You know, for those who don't know, he's Big Bad 4-0, 40 Glock, you know, Zoo Life, you know, representing. I'm getting it in.
That you are. So why is there so much controversy with you?
You know, I really don't know. I mean, you know, I just feel like I can't really explain it. I ask myself the same thing. It just come, you know. I just do me. Probably mainly, you know, and I'm the type of dude, I don't, like, other people of my stature, they'll get to my stature or level I'm at or whatever. But to me, those people don't run into the type of problems I'm running into because, you know, those people, usually they got security or they stay in the house a lot or they don't move around. They're not really, like, public people. They're not, they don't got even with street cred, you know what I mean? They just don't move like me. So I would think that's why they don't have all the controversy that I run into or the problems, you know? I move like a regular person. You know, other people are like my stature wouldn't move like that. They tend to have bodyguards, security. They don't really be seen. You always hear about them running from somebody. You know what I mean? Like, because regular people approach you and, you know, these people get scared and they run. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't even happen to me where I didn't approach somebody and they just take off, jump out, just start flat out running. And I wasn't even tripping off nothing, you know?
Yeah, because I ain't ego blind. I was in your timeline after I seen, like, the email come across my BlackBerry, and it's, like, all this crazy shit, like, you getting jumped and all this shit like that. I'm laughing because I'm looking at your tweets and your tweet pics, and I'm like, he is so fucking stupid. Did more video come out? Then I was like, okay, you know what? I would have to take it way back, and I went back and looked at some more videos, and all I could do was laugh my ass off and say, you know what, you are so fucking crazy, but I gotta love it. I mean, you a real ass dude, so you know what I'm saying? If people come at you any other way besides being real, then they get what they get. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's what it's all about. You know, I just, I think that's where the controversy come from. You know, just me being myself and me being the person I am. You know what I mean? I'm the same person I am whether I got 20 people with me or whether I got 50 people with me, 100 people, or whether it's just me by myself or me and another person. I'm always the same. You know, nobody can ever say, oh, 40 changed or 41, he wasn't like this or he wasn't like that. You know, you're going to always get the same person. I don't feel like I have a certain empowerment because I'm outnumbering somebody. You know what I mean?
Oh, I most definitely feel you. Matt, I'm going to bring my manager, Pete, in because she's from Cali. And she, like, remember a couple of weeks ago, you was up in the middle of the night because your time zone is different than mine. Then I hit you up about being on the show, and you was like, let's do it. Then I sent you the email. Then she was like, hold up. Her folks know your folks. And then she called. She was like, oh, we got him coming on. I'm like, what? Damn, I like that. So, I mean,
what's up?
I gotta let her talk, because she, you know, y'all Cali people. I used to live in El Cajon, but, you know, shit, it's just something about Cali people. Y'all be on y'all shit, and it just be like something totally different. So hold on 1 second.
All right.
Hey, stop. Pick up the 352.
Yes.
Pick up my 352 number. This one's just gonna die.
Okay.
You see it in the queue?
Yeah, I see it. She on fucking Crackberry 40, so you got it. There
you
go.
Okay, you got me?
Yes, I got you. Girl, he is so humble. Like, his voice is so soft, and I don't know what the hell I was expecting. I wasn't expecting him to be no heathen or nothing, but I wasn't expecting this nice spoken voice after seeing his videos and him popping shit. I wasn't expecting
Girl, please, I'm a West Side nigga. You got to expect that out of a West Side nigga. The one thing they are is smooth on that damn phone.
Because when I lived in California, I ain't find no smooth West Side dude. I ain't find no good Cali dick. All I found was a good Cali bud.
Girl, what were you looking at? I guess I'm biased because that's my home, but shit, they don't come no better, though. They don't
Maybe
come no better.
Maybe
because
it was San Diego? Hey, maybe because it was San Diego? That could be it. Okay, P, do I have to be nice? I mean, 40, don't take this the wrong way, but I have been known to just ask whatever the fuck I want to and say what I want to. So she's my manager, so she always come in and be throwing out motherfucking disclaimers like, you know, that's really going to help or whatever. So, P, I got to be nice.
No, you can ask him about what you want to ask him about. I'm not even in a disclaimer mood right now.
All right.
Okay. Now, everybody that listens to my show know I diss the hell out of Flies. I call him a telephone book fucker, meaning he got to sell him some telephone books to fuck, and he can't take his head off because he got a fucked up hairline. I don't like him. And I've been looking at the videos of, you know, what happened, and you got Jamie Foxx saying one thing, and then you talking about this, yo, for real, I gotta know what happened, because my thing is, motherfucker, if you a goon in Florida, you need to be a fucking goon in Cali. You don't change because you change time zones and coasts, you know. I thought that you, I'm a thorough ass bitch, was I'm in Cali, Mexico, Florida, North Carolina, New York, I'm the same. So that shit kind of got me baffled, like, what the fuck?
Right. You definitely got to be the same you are. I mean, when you putting on the front, it's gonna always come to the light, you know. And I'm a solid firm believer of that. I learned like that when I was like probably like 5 years old or something. My grandma now, you know what I mean. And it was always, I just always told her like it is, you know what I mean. Like my grandma asked me like, did you do that, boo? I'm like, yeah, I did it. I had to get my ass whooped, you know what I mean. So I'm just like. Because when you hide it, it just become worse. You know what I mean? And as far as that dude, I mean, that's how that came about. I didn't put him out there like that. I never even brought up the subject of what happened. Jamie Foxx brought that up on his own. You know what I mean? And then after he starts, Flies came to light with it. You know, that's why I was like, come on, man. Like, don't twist it up like that. Like, he really ran. They all jumped up running. Him, Dream. I mean, but Jamie kept it 100. Jamie was like, he stayed, he hollered, and, you know. I was like, shit, what are all these niggas running for? Like, I didn't come up here to do nothing to nobody. I didn't come up there to trip. I didn't come up there. You know, we just came to see what it was. What was happening? What's going on? We ain't come to sock nobody. We ain't come to do nothing. Else. Now, if somebody would have got on the line, I'm sure, yeah, it would have escalated, you know. But that ain't
but
what 40, we came for.
40, come on now. You know they don't know nothing about getting a pass or none of that before they come. Now, you know that shit.
I mean, no, I would think they would know that if you claiming you from the streets, because that's everywhere. That's everywhere. That ain't just in New York. That ain't just in Cali. That ain't just. I've been all over the world. They come like that in Europe. You know,
it's people from neighborhoods. Every neighborhood got a clique, you know. So, you know, it's not about just what you guys think. I'm sure, and if you're a street person, like, you know, we all know the rules of the streets. If we from the streets, the only ones that don't know it is the ones that ain't from the streets. So, yeah, they make that mistake. And, yeah, they're supposed to be running. You feel me?
Maybe his attitude is kind of like mine, and he just didn't, huh?
Why is he behind his chain? I mean, fuck, man. You wore it to the set. You was going to shoot your video. So one nigga shouldn't make you be like, oh, I got to just downgrade myself. Fuck that. Like, wow. What happened to the chain?
Right, I mean, if you're going to hide the chain, if you is going to hide the chain, I would expect you to be taking it off to fight or something, you know? Fight is to get down. That's when you take the chain off, because you don't want to lose your shit, you know? But other than that, I mean, to take it off and come talk with somebody, I mean, I don't know about all that.
Well, he should have had insurance on it, so it wouldn't have happened if he got taken or not. I mean, at least he would have had his dignity.
Right. Nah, he's right. See, you know, he had the big old 7-foot dudes with him. But sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, security, when you got security paid, security like that, they not getting paid that much to take a whole bunch of fists and possibly gunshots and all that. So, you know, unless you're a real street dude, you already know that. But, you know, some of us just not that. I ain't taking nothing. I don't give nobody no brownie points because they from the streets. Like, huh?
Let me find that I got more horns than Quaz. Damn.
I was gonna say because, Chuck, maybe he's just cocky and didn't feel like he. Because I moved to Florida from L.A. from South Central, and I don't go around looking for no pass. I just go, and it is what it is. So maybe that was his attitude. Maybe he didn't think y'all would step down on him. I don't know.
No, so what you're saying is maybe his attitude was he was thinking like a female.
Well, maybe.
Females
you
can
don't
move
like
think that.
Like a big man.
Baby, females can move like that. Baby, because females can move like that. Men can't move like that. Men from the streets know better than to move like that.
Well, you
we
know
what?
Maybe
you know?
He got... See, maybe Pryce got what we got. Maybe he just pussy. I mean, you know, shit.
Oh, goodness.
Nah, you know, I always said that from then I didn't have no beef for Pryce. Like, you know what I mean? I told him when he used to call me. After that, he stopped calling me when Jamie Foxx did that, you know? So, you know, it is what it is. So.
But you know what? I think that people had give L.A. a bad rap. I think a lot of that shit be they sit and they listen to the news and they watch the shit and they don't think that our natives or our people from there can communicate without violence or some kind of bullshit. I mean,
right.
If you are not violating, then when a person steps down on you, it's not going to be in a way as if you were violating. They're going to ask you what the fuck you doing there. But if you
right.
come clean and respectful, then a bitch going to let... They gonna let you give you a pass.
Right. It depends on where you at because it do though. It's some serious super knuckleheads. Like everybody will think I'm a knucklehead, but it's no. Like I got say like I'm gonna give myself a little more standard. Like I'm a tamed knucklehead. Like you got some knuckleheads that ain't tamed. And you know when you tell them where you from, you say, oh, I'm not from here, bro. I'm from Woo Woo. And they're like, okay, well, now you know where you're from. Give me that. You know what I mean? And take everything. You know, so at the end of the day, you got to know where you're at. You got to know where you're going. You got to know where you're from. You don't just jump in no car because no record label tell you they pay for you to shoot a video over around here and you got security. Like, that don't mean nothing because security, at the end of the day, that's a job. Now, it's your job when you go to work every day, whether you work at Burger King or if you work at a convenience store, if you work at a bank. When that robber come in there with that money, they going to point that gun, and they going to tell you give it up. You going to die for that money? I'm like, nah, man, you're going to throw the money down. So you gotta be ready. You don't just take a label word for it, like, oh, they got you secure. You got to have your own. You got to make sure you know where you at, have you some people there or whatever. Whether you got your own homies that's from the streets, because maybe they can talk to the other dudes that's from the streets. Because, you know, all real recognized, real, and, you know, you got a better chance like that.
Windows down.
No, that's me.
Oh, damn, you was getting ready
to
get them
cussed
out, girl.
No, that's my crazy ass. And believe it or not, the windows are not down. That's my doggone charger. I don't know what my phone is doing. My charger is emitting sound. I don't have an oxygen jack hooked up. My charger is making my phone come out through my car speakers. Some kind of jack-leg wiring I got going on.
You got that jackleg T-Mobile shit going on.
Listen, for real, I don't know what the hell this shit is doing. I got to ask my husband what he did to the damn car. I'm kind of crazy ass shit.
Well, girl, you know my next question is, what the hell happened, was it two, 3 weeks ago?
When he sent out the tweet talking about he told the cameraman to hide so he could go bump the nigga on the head. Yeah, come on now, 40. Come on.
What happened?
That shit no more.
I mean, nah, that was something that was just going down where, you know, I was just being me. Like, I was already there. I was on the way to the venue. I had my own, you know, I had my own homies with me that I was supposed to meet, and we were supposed to group up and hit the spot for me to do the show. I had a show, you know what I mean, at the sports arena. So, you know, I got to Cali, and I had to be out of Cali right away after the show or whatever. I had to be right out, so I was like, boom, I was already running late. I was just grab one of my homies, and I was like, fuck it, let's just dip, go up here, and just tell everybody else, fall back. I'm going to go handle it. So, you know. Plus, I got there, and there was other mutual friends I know that was there. So, you know, I felt like I was secure with anyway. I ain't got no problems, so I wasn't really worried about nothing. And I had my girlfriend with me, you know what I mean? If y'all know what my girlfriend is, that's a pistol, you know what I'm saying? So I had her with me, so I was super good, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I went in there. I left my girlfriend outside, and I went in, and me and homie went in. We were straight, but when we got in, you know, everybody, they was telling us these dudes was running around looking for me, and they like 30 deep. So I'm like, I'm already in the thing. We already doing the venue. I'm like, man, I ain't worried about it. But because it was somebody that I don't have fear towards, you know what I mean? It was somebody that I don't consider a threat. All I consider is if you running with, if I consider like bitch ass niggas running packs. So if you got one bitch-ass nigga and that bitch-ass nigga's a leader of the pack, then you got a lot of bitch-ass niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
That's following them. So that's how I looked at it. And I told the homie, I was like, man, I ain't going nowhere. I was like, we're going to see him, and I'm going to do what I told him I was going to do to him. And I had promised him I was going to take that chain and kick his ass. So when he came in there, when he walked in, I was like, It was no words to be said, nothing. I seen him. After I seen him, I'm like, shit, you know what it is. I walked over to him. He seen me walking over. I didn't walk over to him like I'm going to walk up and shake his hand. I walked over to him with that, he seen me. He had that fear of God in his eyes. Like, I know this nigga ain't walking up on me right now. Like, he must have thought I was supposed to, because, you know, naturally, when you approach a dude like me or something, and you think you taller, or you think you got the advantage because you with all these other people, and you expect the person that you coming to get, and he knows that you and him, God gonna have it out, you expect that person to turn around and start running. You know what I mean? And, you know, I run up, I walked up, fired on him. You know what I mean? I ain't doing no talking. You already did all the talking for over a year. I mean, now you come up here, you looking for me? I don't play that shit. I ain't that internet nigga that everybody be, you know, they, oh, he internet thug. He this, he that. I mean, I'm a thug nigga on and off the internet. Nigga, I just, you know what I mean? I voice my opinion on the internet, that's all. But I don't be on there making death threats and all that shit, net threats and all that. I'll just be speaking, you know what I mean? I don't do all the death threats and harassing people on internet and all that shit. It ain't about that. But at the same time, when he came in, I seen him near him. I had my little cameraman right there, and I told him, I was like, yo, go in the cut and get over there. Get over in the cut. You ain't with me. Get over there and film this. I'm about to get that chain and kick this nigga ass. So, you know, I just went over there. I handled that, you know. I got the chain. I only got to keep it for a few minutes. You know what I mean? I didn't have it that long, but I, you know what I mean? I got what I wanted, so I was satisfied. And I took that bitch and threw it. You know what I'm saying? I threw it down, whatever. But the whole thing, I knew with everybody jumping me, I couldn't keep the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So it was what it was.
Well, you gave it to charity because I'm quite sure he didn't get it back.
Okay. Right. I mean, he got two charms back in one chain. He's still missing one of the chains. So, you know. Right. I mean, at the same time, you know, he came to assault me, but I assaulted him. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, when I hear him, his homies hit me. And then my homies took off on his homies. Well, my homie took off on his homies. His homies, and we was all fighting him and his homies. And then me and my, like my homies, we do this, you know what I mean? Like I said, they call us security because we beat niggas up like security. So when you see me with my homies, that's why niggas be like, oh, he got his security with him. Them niggas ain't no security. Them is my homeboys. These is my homies, you know what I mean? And we already know how to scrap. So while we scrapping, he our main focus, you know what I'm saying? Him. We don't know everybody else, so we was pounding his ass out. And they was jumping us while we rushing him. You know what I'm saying? Because they all swinging on us. So, you know, it was just like that, though. You know, that we nipped that in the butt, you know.
Now, Chuck, you know I got to tell him this funny story. The same week, my little boy, my 14-year-old, this has to be some Cali male shit. He's in middle school. Him and his little homeboy, it's just two of their asses, too. Decide they're going to fight about 10, 15 little niggas. Jump their ass. Okay. You didn't inspire it. They on that shit on their own. But it was just so coincidental that in the same week, we get the email about you, and I'm calling Chalk about Pickle, like, Pickle just got jumped, Chuck. Well, is he okay? Yeah, that nigga good. He scrapped his ass off because he ain't got no bruises, but they jumped his ass. Yeah.
Right.
It has to be some Cali nigga shit.
Right. You know? I mean, because we come from that. You know what I'm saying? When you younger and you like you 13 and 14, you used to getting jumped because, first of all, you got to, that's what we like. It's not something to glorify gang banging or nothing like that. I think gang banging is real stupid. You know what I mean? It's stupid as hell. But at the same time, that's the lifestyle we grew up with, and that's what we live. You know what I mean? And that's what we got now. So if you 18 and older and stuff, shit like that, and you just start banging, I can't respect that. You know what I mean? Because you know better than that. But us being 14 and 15, still going into it, you know what I mean? That's how we came into it. And like, when you brought into it, you initially, just being initiated, you got to get jumped. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They expect 5 or 10 dudes on you. You got to scrap with like 5, 10 niggas at the same time. Or sometimes, you know, you got to get a little up. And then after that, you still got to death test you all the time after that. They just be like sick. You just got to fight. You know what I'm saying? And you better not run.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's to keep you prepared. But when that rival would catch your ass, you can at least maintain yourself and keep yourself on your feet. Don't get the hell fucked up.
Exactly. And that's when you learn the purpose of it as it goes on. And that's when you learn how to respect for it, because it's like basically the same thing as the Army do when you're in the Army and you training. It's just street training, you know what I mean? And they not telling you. You don't get older dudes that's really going to tell you why they doing this, but they sitting there telling you, you bet not run. You know what I'm saying? And as you get older, then you start understanding it. This is what they was getting me ready for. I just accidentally, I'm walking in the wrong hood. I'm over here getting some bubble gum out this store, and here come some other little dudes, and they 15 and 16. It's like 10 of them, and they telling me what I'm doing at their liquor store. I'm like, I'm getting some gum. And they like, oh, but you from over there, like down the street. And you like, what? So what? And then they like, no, near this our hood, and then they jumping on your ass. You know what I mean? You gotta duke that out.
Yeah, but I agree that gang violence and the way they handle it is stupid. But growing up in LA, I understand 100% what you mean. People who's not from our culture though, they don't understand that our parents was slaughters and businessmen and fucking
right.
Black Panthers and all kind of shit. It's just organization in itself is just in us. So
right.
We organize. Now,
right.
Have they taken the purpose, the original purpose of gangs and kind of taken it way to another unnecessary level? Yeah. But
definitely.
If you take the gangs and you educate them, they could be a very powerful resource to the black community if someone
they are powerful. Even right now, you got... Like, everybody ain't really just super out there blood and crip tripping like that. You know what I mean? It's a lot of suckers that try to make it that. You know what I'm saying? Even with that being said, with me getting jumped by bloods, I still ain't switched it up like, oh, it's bloods, crips, oh, fuck them niggas, da, da, da. You know, that'll be on my part because I push the line so heavy. And as me knowing what I'm dealing with, and I'm knowing I'm dealing with some real fake bloods, like these niggas ain't really bloods like that. They just run around with the fat and saying bloods, and I'd be a fake-ass nigga for me to say, oh, fuck bloods, because all them blood niggas right there jump me. You know what I'm saying? Because they not real bloods, and I deal with real bloods. And even real bloods is like, when we see them, we mashing on them. You know what I mean? So I would be a fake-ass nigga just to even go there with it and take it there. You know, but you still got a lot of suckers around that do give the shit a bad name. And that's the suckers I be on their neck. You know what I mean? Like, I really be tripping with them. You know, I'm a real Crip, and I don't run around. You don't hear me every song. Oh, this Crip, motherfucker, Crip. That's all you hear now. It's blood, I'm this blood, motherfucker, blood, bleed red, blood. Like, come on, man. You can't be a real one. We don't even do it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you already know what I am. I ain't got to keep on saying this shit.
Well, it's something else when you're somewhere else and you were raised in it and you see other people do it. And it's kind of like a comedy show. I promise.
Right.
It's kind of like a comedy show. You don't want to be offensive and then have to punch somebody in their damn throat.
Right.
But just to hear them trying to set trip and all kind of stuff. How you gangbang and you the only hood? I mean, you the only little set. Who you fighting against? Who you know,
right.
Who you beefing with? Who you competing against? And why? Why ain't you getting money? You know?
Right. No,
that's
perfect. How you just said that. That's real talk because you got these dudes. They don't even leave like out of 5 mile radius of their area. You know what I mean? Like them same dudes. You'll say, okay, they from L.A., right? All right, you from L.A. They from L.A. Now, I'm in your area. I'm away from my area. I'm in your area. But they ain't from L.A. They come from Compton and they in L.A. So, you know, I'm coming from Colton and I'm in L.A. But you'll catch me in Compton. You'll catch me in here. You'll catch me there. You'll catch me in another state. You'll catch me overseas. You'll catch me everywhere. You know what I mean? And I'm the same motherfucker. I'm rocking the same way. Now, them same fools, you won't catch like that. You won't catch them fools rocking like that, walking and going through nothing solo. Like how Fody will walk, you know what I mean? You won't catch that, or you won't, and you definitely won't catch them when they see me like that. Them standing there, you know what I mean? Cause it go different with me. I know how to pack out, and I know how to fight from getting packed out, and I know how to do the packing out. You feel me?
Speaking of you being everywhere, Fody, when we gonna get a show down here? In Florida, in Central Florida. I can't recall you being here.
Yeah, we're going to be doing something soon. I know I might be there soon. I don't know if it's next month or after that or something, but I just filmed for something called the Urban Wrestling Federation, And it's like it come on pay-per-view on June 26th. And it's basically like hood wrestlers. They just regular hood. They hood niggas and they wrestle. And I got the West Coast division. You got like Uncle Murder, Cuban Links. They got the East Coast division. I know Briscoe was in it. Briscoe got the South crew. You know what I mean? And you know we all running our crews, and we all, you know, we be getting into it. We all trying to get this money out the Reverend Wrestling Federation. They put up a whole lot of money. And, you know, we all out there, and we got each of our wrestlers getting in there and really going at it. So I know our next film, I think they told us we're going to be shooting in Florida. So, you know, hopefully I'll be down there for that. But as far as, like, music-wise, performance-wise, I don't know yet. I know I'm on a roll with Mobb Deep. We just did L.A., San Francisco, and I know we're going to be on Rocks the Bells tour. So, you know, other than that, it's to be announced. You feel me?
Well, the people who respond to your email, I'm not sure if it's your publicist or your manager, have my contact information. Have them make sure you hit me up when you come in Florida way so we can show you a good time and do some networking.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I love Florida. Every time we come down there, we have a good time. Last time was there was...
When you go to Florida.
Where? You in Florida too?
No, I'm in North Carolina. I mean, you know, I'm in Greensboro, like an hour away from Charlotte. So, like, you was in New York a couple of weeks ago, right? Was it
right.
Last week?
I came to, what is that? I think it's South Carolina, Fayetteville or something like that. Fayetteville.
No, Fayetteville is in North Carolina, Fort Bragg, the Air Force Base.
Yeah, I came out there. I did a show out there. And I know the mayor was tripping on me. And they told the radio station if they let me do the show that they was going to... cancel their event. And I had my lawyer hit him up, and he had to get the mayor out there. And the mayor, then they called back and everything. And they was like, he asked them, where did they get this information? Because they said I was bringing like 50 Crip gang members out there or something like that with me to the show. I'm like, so my lawyer talking to him, he said the mayor tell him, we got it off of, we checked his background on Wikipedia. I'm like, Wikipedia? I'm like, man, that shit could be edited by anybody, man. We call that shit Wackopedia. That shit is fake as hell. Half of that shit on Wikipedia about me ain't the real. And see, that's what a lot of my fans, like, they Wikipedia me. Fans got to know, like, you got to get your information straight from the source. Like, you could use a lot of that shit for your knowledge, but... you can't believe all of it, like birthdays and names and all that shit. You can't believe all that shit. You know what I mean? You got to go to the source. You can't believe what somebody else typed on that shit because, like, Wikipedia could be edited by any of the millions of people out there. You just push edit and you just keep typing and typing it before you know it, it'll stick in there, you know? But
got
people
you.
Don't know
I have
that.
A question. I'm sorry, I have a question out of the chat room, and it was like, ask 40, where the hell Spider at? And this is coming from G-Double.
Spider chilling. Spider, you know, he doing his thing. He over in, last time I checked, he was out in Arizona. We just put out an album together. It's called Graveyard Shift. It's doing real good. Well, you know, we branding. Spider staying active. We staying relevant. We getting it popping. Me and Spider and toured the world together, you know what I'm saying? And that's two street niggas from the hood that I know far as myself. I ain't, you know what I mean? I'm destined to be who I'm destined to be because I ain't never came from shit. So I ain't never knew what the hell no New Zealand, Helsinki, and all that Monaco and all that shit was, you know what I mean? So for me to be going to all that shit and me, I learned my social studies like that. Like, I didn't have much school education or nothing. I've been left school. I know how to count money. You feel me? So it was like, you know, I taught myself all my basics, my reading and math and all that shit. So, you know, that's why if I misspell something, I'll be like, well, motherfucker, I don't know how to spell it. Shit, spell it right. You know what I mean? Yeah. You spell it right, and I'm going to copy that shit, and I'm going to learn it. And I guarantee you I know how to spell it after that.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so
I guess.
Well, you know, I learned all my social studies. Huh?
We have a call from a 661 because I'm Googling area codes to make sure I don't got no bullshit. That's a Cali area code. So y'all want me to bring that in?
I mean, ain't no telling who it is, but yeah, you can bring it in.
Okay, because, you know, I don't do controversy, but, you know, I feel like I'm in good hands right now.
Right.
Hold on. 661-670, you on the air.
Yeah, this the duffel. West Side Rolling Hunted. You did? Yeah. Live and direct.
What up?
What that shit do, nigga?
What it do, man? What's up with you?
Oh, nut, nigga, fucking with you. Nigga, seeing you on the air and shit, you feel me? You're showing
right.
You some love.
That's right, love. Right? Yeah, man. That's the homie Duffel right there.
Wow. Chuck, I feel like I'm home. Like I just took a flight. Listen to that.
Well, damn. I feel like a fucking outsider. Show me some fucking Cali love. Damn.
Wow.
Okay, so
being here in
like
Florida, I ain't heard nobody say I'm rolling nothing in some years. Damn.
Yeah, you already know. You know, matter of fact, happy Hood Day to the Rollins out there. Six Souls today, they Hood Day. You know, they out there getting it in. You probably see they shit on the news today. Probably 1,000 niggas out there.
Oh, God. Wow.
Oh, my God. P, you know I got to ask my question, right?
Oh, goodness, which one is this?
Because, I mean, we even got a 951. That's a Cali number, too. But my question for you men, and I'm going to be nice in what I say, is it was brought to my attention by another motherfucker last Saturday that swallowing sperm is good for women. It makes us healthy. You know, if you nut on our face, it's going to make it, like, it's like a fucking mass, and, you know, it makes
it's
us skin free
cream.
Or whatever.
It's a face cream.
Yeah, but now they're saying if a bitch swallow your nut when she's pregnant, she's going to have a safer pregnancy.
Oh, word?
Yeah, so now y'all really got a reason to be like, I told you, bitch, swallowing my nut is good for you. I disagree.
Right.
Because what y'all don't understand is y'all shit nasty. Y'all shit mad nasty. Motherfuckers been going back and forth talking about, oh, well, if you drink pineapple juice, it'll make your nut taste sweet. And I'm like, really? Have you tasted your shit lately? Because I don't understand. Y'all be like, oh, my shit tastes good. Okay, if your shit tastes good, you don't got a problem with me. After I done sucked your dick and you nut in my mouth, might be a little backwash of your nut, you don't got no problem kissing me and tasting your shit and telling me if it tastes good or not. So am I wrong to feel like that?
I mean, you know, shit, I love it. You know what I mean? I love it. I ain't going to lie. You know what I mean? So, I say it's good for you.
So, if she don't swallow, do you feel like she being disrespectful?
Nah, it don't matter to me. I don't care what you do with it after.
Just as long as it don't come back on you.
Right, I don't care what she do with it afterwards. It's just like, you know, it's cool.
You know what? After you giving me that old whack-ass answer, because I'm going to come back and get you, I'm going to play damn, because, like, all I can say is, like, damn, you're going to have to come better with your answers. Now, what the hell is it? Hold on. Okay, great play damn by 40 Glock featuring Ray J, Twista, and Yo Gotti. What a fucking combination. Here we go.
Yeah.
Fingers on the trap.
You got a G-Line. She already know who I am. Girl, you know that I am. Put you on the move so you move your body real slow to the beat like damn. Go up and down like damn. Then you drop it to the flow like damn. Do it real slow, oh, you incredible. You got a G cheat life.
Allow me to introduce myself. Met Doc Dre, life went to instant wealth. Snoop D or Double G made the connect. Big Ben, I take a spin on the ass strip. Big Ben, four-way, first class in the jet. Fresh off the blunt culture, the project steps. Went from Mobb Deep to meeting Jimmy Iovine and model chicks, but let me keep it clean. Been around the world and some with 50 Cent. East Coast Tim's, West Coast accent. Zoo life, 10 cars in the caravan. Even Los Angeles life. When we out in Chicago, they like. When we dipping in Memphis, they like. I ain't tripping them global, they like. From the Vegas nightlight to the tour, slowly got them like.
She already know who I am. Girl, you know that I am. Put you in the mood, so you move your body real slow to the beat like. Go up and down like. Then drop it to the flow like.
Yeah.
Got a
G-Life. How could I pass on her? Like Gucci, I say La Mama got her ass on her.
Yeah.
Look at the glass on her. She getting it, so I gotta spit it fast on her. If you think about it, I see you be doing it, cause you be looking so wonderful.
Yeah.
Ass up in the motherfucker, eyes looking so colorful.
Real.
That's the reason I noticed the way she blinked twice. That's the ice on me that made her not even think twice. Told her her link's nice. Make them say damn when they see you rolling down that Harley Chrome and pink bike. Ray J, look over there. You see how her ass sit up? She's hanging out, the shouts no way I'ma pass it up. I told her, shout it, stop. You got a bunch of bad bitches with you. You gotta get some of that to phone. I react for your type the way I react with a mic. I ain't gonna lie, when I saw it, my reaction was like,
she already know who I am. Girl, you know that I am. Put you in the mood, so you move your body real slow to the beat like. Go up and down like. Then drop it to the flow like. Do it real slow, like you incredible. You
took a down south. Around some country niggas had goals in their mouth. Big scraps, big change, know I'm talking about. Then I took her to the club, shouted, walking it out. I'm like, go. She got some low cut jeans. Look like a model, don't walk from me. I'm a street nigga, I sell a bitch a dream. She's a real bitch, so I need on my team. My team, my team. Yeah, I need on my team. I think I seen shout on the front of a magazine. Or I may be tripping, but fuck it, it's all good. Yo, got it 40 Glock, you know that it's all good. Say he got the big head, he ain't even famous. He acts Ray J, could he smash danger? Danger, danger, your life in danger. Coming out west without a motherfucking bang. Yo, got it.
She already know who I am. Girl, you know that I am. Put you in the mood, so you move your body real slow to the beat like. Go up and down like. Then drop it to the flow like. Do it real slow, oh, you incredible. You got a G like.
One question that could just set something off, because that's a hot ass song, so I gotta ask you a hot ass question. Have you ever paid for pussy?
Of course.
Wow, see what I'm saying? You're honest. You know how many motherfuckers come on my show and be like, I don't pay for pussy?
Oh, wait, wait, you said pay?
Yeah.
I thought you said hey. Wow. Nah, I mean, in a sense, when you think about it, I think everybody does, just to answer that question. So you can say yeah when you say in a sense, but just for a motherfucker to say, hey, no, I'm charging you for this, give me that, nah, I never done that.
But you
so is it considered
way.
It? Are you considering paying with knowing with being told? Because when you walk in the store, they tell you, you say how much is this, and the water say, no, that costs a dollar, or you know what I mean. You want that new car when you go and buy it, they tell you, hey, that costs $30,000. So you know that's paying. But if you with something and you rolling and you like, you know what I mean, you know that's considered. I don't consider that really as paying, but it is considered. It is. So it depends on which way you make it known. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would have to say you are a good candidate for Miss Layaway. So, yes. Yes, I'm going to have to say, ladies, we have another Mr. Layaway on the line. Yes, we do.
Mr. Layaway?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, women have put dick on layaway, but men are just known paymasters before women are. Yes, I'm being female chauvinistic right now, but it's just a known fact. Y'all will pay for pussy before we pay for dick. Because we can go without dick for a very long time. Y'all going to get tired of jacking y'all's dick, and y'all going to really want some pussy, whether the bitch suck your dick or you fuck her. You going to have to give in. That's why I say women run the world, because y'all can't do shit without us. Y'all can't go years without fucking. We can. And if you show me a man that's gone years without fucking, he in the closet and he done fucked something. May not have been a woman.
I believe they
may
rule the world.
May have been an animal.
I agree. I believe they rule the world. For sure that.
See? Thank you. Okay, now, CP, Mr. GA on. I'm going to bring him on. But I'm seeing some New York numbers, and I don't know what to do.
Callers, because this is a major artist, we are restricted as to how many live people we could have on. Please tweet or put your questions in the chat room. Just for the discretion of the show, please tweet or put your questions in the chat room. We will pose all reasonable questions to the artist. This is not a forum for the bullshit. Even though you might be opening yourself up to him seeing you in the club and punching your ass in the face, we're not going to allow that to be initiated on this show at this time. Thank you, and that's my disclaimer for the night. You knew it was coming, Chuck.
I did. I mean, like,
And 40, I know you're a big boy and you beat the ass, but the show is not where we're going to have all kind of bullshit bitches calling you, saying all kind of fuck shit on the line. I just don't have the patience for that shit.
Right.
So your next ass whooping video is not because you let somebody call in and say some dumb shit.
Right.
Then when we email your people again, they might not let you come back and fuck with us. And we digging talking to you right now. You a cool ass nigga. We don't want your people to see our email address and block us as spam or some shit. Them bitches,
right.
People call and say anything to our artists. Nah, we don't get down like that. So, you know, they're going to have to air their unnecessary shit at another time.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, you know, how is it that you seem to find yourself in beef that just make, I mean, like, what I'm trying to think. I'm trying to word this question properly, P. Help me out here.
Uh-oh. What's the question?
Like, How much beef do you have that you don't even know? Because you may have said a comment just being honest, and other motherfuckers may have taken it as a diss. That's the best way I can answer.
That means that you talking about wackos. You talking about that's like the nigga that I was dealing with that I just, you know what I mean? I don't know that person from nothing. I don't know him. I ain't never met him. You know, just a coincidence so happened he come out of game camp, I guess, but that was supposedly wasn't the beef that he came out of game camp or nothing like that. He kept saying I made a diss song about him and kept saying something else or something else. I'm like, man, you crazy motherfucker. I don't know you. You know what I mean? He rode the wave, like, with people just acting like that we knew each other. I don't know nothing about this nigga. You know what I mean? He know me from Wackopedia. From Wikipedia, you know what I mean? From reading bios and shit. I don't know this nigga. You know, I got to know him after he kept talking shit on the internet, you know what I mean? And Twittering me and hitting me constantly on the internet 24/7. That's how I got to know who he was. You know what I mean?
So
So
and I still don't know him. You know what I mean? This dude know my name, where I'm from, and all that. You know what I mean? And just to put it out there, that's what I'll be telling. Like, see, what I say is people read Wackopedia and they be on the internet and they read bios and so forth on. You have to get your information from the source. I was born in Galveston, Texas. They took me from the hospital. They brought me to Beaumont, Texas. I stayed in Beaumont, Texas till I was like 7 and a half, 8. And then
and
I came to Cali.
Cali from there.
Yeah, and I stayed in Cali from there, you know what I mean? And then I went fucked around in Houston when I got older as about around, you know what I mean, close to like 18, 17. And I stayed there for about a year or two, back and forth. And then, you know, I always went back and forth like as an adult. I go back and forth now, still visiting family. So, you know, that's like my that's my first home and it's still my second home. So, you know.
Okay.
Francis,
so,
you
want to
hear
something
funny?
Let me ask you a question, huh?
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
I went to prison in Dayton, and that's right. I was in Beaumont. I was in prison in Dayton.
What?
You're so crazy.
No, Precious, I promise you, I went to prison there. And what's so crazy is when I went to prison, my family couldn't find me. My lawyer couldn't find me. I was lost in the system, literally. You can only use the phone once every 90 days. I wasn't even supposed to be there that long.
Where was it? What, you was in a feds?
No, the state.
Wow. They only let you use the phone every 90 days?
Yes, they had us in cages. I was there from August till September. Because
wow.
I had maxed out in the county. So basically all I was supposed to do was a turnaround, touch state ground and turnaround. But because I was doing interstate compact and North Carolina had to say I could come home, I was fucked up in the system. So here I am getting out on September the 10th thinking a bitch is going home. When I look at my fucking bus ticket, it's telling me I'm going to Austin, Texas. I'm going to a halfway house. That
wow.
was the first time I was able to call my family and tell them where the fuck I was. So, man, y'all ever get caught in Texas and y'all in Dayton, Galveston, and shit like that, Killeen, y'all are fucked, like, for real. Because all I can say is y'all gonna eat some fresh-ass watermelon because they got a farm, the green beans, the corn, that shit is fresh.
Right.
Fresh
hell,
to
death.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no.
I don't know why you laughing, T. I'm being dead ass. So after I spent my time in Texas,
you was in Plains prison,
weeks.
Huh?
Yeah. Then I had to go to prison in Georgia. I swear, yo, I couldn't catch a fucking break. It was double jeopardy. I get busted for 181 pounds of weed. Then when I go to plead guilty, 27 pounds is missing.
Oh my God. Wow. That's crazy.
That's Texas
real.
For you.
That's
Texas.
Yeah, that's Texas. Shout out to my bro, man. Shout out to Byron out there. I know he out there in Texas. You know, I got a lot of love for the South. I mean, I love the South. I've always loved going back. I always love when I be out there, I get it in real heavy.
Well, the one thing about it is almost all of us, even those who were born in Cali, have our roots in the South.
Word. I say that all the time. It's damn near like everyone from the South migrated from like to California. And that's where a lot of our roots in Cali go to the South. We got hella cousins there, everything, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what a lot of people don't know and understand, you know?
Nah. Now,
so
I got a question.
So the South is considered country, so that means he got country / Cali dick, which might make for good fucking.
Oh, goodness.
This is a sex talk show, and he talks shit. So why can't we talk sex and shit together?
Well,
and listen to some good music. And if I smoked, I would be smoking a blunt. And if I knew somebody right now, check it. I got 40 Glock on the phone. We're talking sex and shit, music, sex, and more. I'm smoking a blunt, and I got somebody eating my pussy. That would be a hot ass.
Right.
That would be the ultimate show.
Yes. See? See what I'm saying? Spoken like a true player.
But do you have to be stingy? Can he be getting some head, too? I mean,
he might be getting some right now.
You feel me?
He might be getting some right now because I hear his breathing is a little hollow right now. I'm in tune with all of that. Or he might be stroking himself. Or he may have seen a video and seen why my head game is a felony. I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, one thing I like, as far as the stroking, I don't stroke myself. I don't spank my swanky. I don't believe in that. I mean, shout out to the dudes that do. That'll be out there spanking they swanky. I need that real deal. I can't sit here. I got too much time on hand to be sitting here trying to meditate for a long time to spank my swanky. I need that deal. I need the real.
Oh, wow. He need that good.
Mark.
You ever fucked a fat bitch before?
Choke him.
I don't discriminate. If she a good woman, if she catch me and she attractive to me, I mean, you know, I don't really look at all that. She could be big, small, thin. It don't bother me.
Oh, that's what's up. You like small shapes and sizes. Let me see. Okay, now, if a female wanted to get your attention, what does she have to do? And then, P, I know you got a question, so I have to answer that. Go ahead.
Because my question is clean, child. My question is clean.
It always get my attention when a female buy me shit. I'm going to keep it 100. Because that's something that they don't think they should do, you know. So, that get my attention firsthand. And when they do that, that's when I start really looking like. Because I know for a fact I could buy them shit. You know what I'm saying? So when they buy me shit, it make me look different. Like, okay, I'm not dealing with no cheap ass bitch. You know what I mean? Like, or no gold digging ass bitch. I'm dealing with somebody that know what I could do for them, and you know what I mean. They showing me that they would be willing to do for me. So that's how I look at that.
Does it matter what she buy you?
Does it matter what she buy me? If she buy me, if she put it like this, she go to the store and she buy me $2 bottles of lotion and saying, "Maybe here's some lotion for you, I bought you." I'm like, okay, I'll take that in consideration. Okay. But if all the time all you buy me is little $2 shit, I'm going to look at that and I'm going to say, why you ain't pick me up in motherfucking Gucci's? I like, well, I want some Gucci loafers. I want them motherfuckers. They 500. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'll pay attention and I will look at that and address it to myself. I probably wouldn't say nothing to her. You know what I mean? Because I'm the type of person I just keep, like, I observe and I take notes to myself and I don't say nothing. You know, and then when you see me and I just stray away, I look at it like you should know why. And if you don't know why, I got a whole list why. And I fuck around and never tell you the reason why. You just never see me for a long ass time and be like, what? I don't know what happened.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now I got a whole different question. Bump the first question. We'll get back to that. Now, come on, 40. Do you think that's fair? How could a bitch fix it if you won't even tell her what the problem is? Maybe she thinks you like $2 ass lotion. Maybe they don't want to buy you the Gucci loafers because she thinks you're going to tear them up kicking ass all the time. You know?
Yo, I swear, I run through so much shoes doing that, too. I'll be running through shoes, clothes. I'll be in a dice game. I'll get in a dice game and I end up fighting. I'll be like, nigga, if I feel like you cheating me, I'm taking off on you while we gambling. I'm gonna warn you while we gambling. I had a bad habit of that. Like I would come home and I'd be like, clothes all tore up, got dust all over me. Like nigga cheated me, you know.
Yeah,
he cheated me.
Yeah,
I had to get my money back.
That's real Cali hood life. I remember years ago before I left home, two hoods that got along almost went to beef over gambling. You know, you got to be careful with that gambling because, boy, you can't talk across the table. You better not fart like you talking what you got in your hand.
Right.
It's crazy. So that's kind of not fair because, like, I'll use my husband for example. I used to buy this joker jewelry, and every time he would go out, he'd want to take it off and sit it on the sink to wash his hands. He out fighting, losing shit like he's a heathen. Eventually, I quit buying that shit. That shit ain't cheap. If you can't take care of it, I'm not going to keep buying it. Okay?
Right.
So,
I feel that.
Maybe if it's a female that you know, she done saw all your videos, she done Wikipedia'd your ass, maybe now, you know, she thinks she doesn't want to invest a lot of money and see it just go in the trash. Because women are different about money than men. Y'all will tear up a $100 pair of shoes and just buy another one. Like, they ain't shit. Hell,
yeah,
you might
right.
turn
right.
around and give them to your homeboy. I need something to wear to the club. Here, nigga, take these. And then go buy a $200 pair.
You right. You're 100% right. I stay doing that. You on the money with that. Homies ain't got no shoes to put on. Hey, man, put these Gucci's on. Here you go. All
yeah.
day. And then sometimes they leave home with them, like, act like they forgot to give them back.
And you know what's so bad about it? As men, y'all won't call and say, it's a pride thing. Y'all won't call and say, damn, nigga, I need my shoes. Nah. Y'all going to go buy the next step up, like, shit, nigga, I ain't
right.
missing them, and I got the better ones. You know what I mean? Type.
Right.
But, so, I mean, you know, maybe she's non-materialistic, and it's just like, well, the thought counts. I was thinking of him, and buy your ass some tape or some shit. You know?
Right. You know. I like all that,
know.
Though.
You got to leave
I
a
like,
note.
I like females that are like, take me places, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had females where they'd be like, even though I won't go, it's the thought that counts, that the matter that you really initiated to try to take me, you know what I mean, somewhere out the country or, you know what I mean, on a vacation. I'd have been offered trips to Africa, Cape Cod, all kind of places, you know what I mean? Even though I turn them down, it's the thought that counts, you know what I mean? And I that's what I like.
Why are you turning it down?
Huh?
Why are you turning it down?
Well, I'm trying to damn.
No, why did you turn the trips down?
Shit, I wanted to stay home in Cali. After you didn't been around the world so much, man, I just like being around the homies and being home. You know what I'm saying? I don't really, I like to get away. When I get away, I like to stay moving and getting money. You know what I mean? I like to be in my comfort zone of my homies, family, friends, and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I love California. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm gone so much. When I get here, I love it. Even though when I come here, I come to home to a lot of bullshit, police and you could say bitch niggas and shit like that. But, I mean, that's just a lifestyle. You know what I mean? And I love it. I miss it. And that's why I turn it down. I get offered to go a lot of places, you know what I mean, free of charge and so forth. But it's just I like being home. When I'm home, I wanna try to chill as get much in as I can.
Hmm. That's understandable. It's understandable because even though I moved away to raise my kids, you know, you always miss home. But hell, now that they big and getting in all these damn fights and acting damn fool, hell, I'm thinking I might as well have just raised their ass home. It didn't make no difference to take them away from the violence. The little motherfuckers is violent as hell anyway.
Word, you got that going on all around the world, you know.
You know, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yes, P, I'm going to bring in Mr. G.A. He can't say shit about me being a dirty broad because I've actually behaved myself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't really call people no names today. I ain't pick on Rick Ross, fat ass, drop top chicken box. I'm the only person I said something ill about was Ply. So I've been really good. So,
and why
you a dirty broad?
What? While you bringing in GA, I'm going to ask 40 about how many people does he think actually start beef with him just to get in the spotlight? Just to get them a couple of minutes of fame.
Everybody that you see that just started beef with me that I don't know, like that same dude that I got into it with, he come from the internet just as long as the other people that got 40 Glock disses on the internet. You know what I'm saying? They come from that. You know what I mean? It's only, people think I got so many diss records, but my diss records are all on the same people. You know what I mean? And it's not that many. I've always dissed Game, of course, because he's a bitch-ass nigga, and he came at me sideways when he was dissing, because he got kicked out of G on it, so he started making diss records about me and occluding niggas and speaking subliminally in songs and so forth on like he was doing. But you got to remember, me and Game knew each other before all this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never knew that dude that be with Game right now through all this. So it's a difference when you know somebody. When you see me dissing Lil Wayne, I knew Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? I knew Baby. You know what I mean? These niggas that knew me, you know what I mean, that seen me. So it's a difference. I'd have never seen these dudes or knew these dudes in my life. They from the internet, you know. But that's what they want fame. They think that's their shot. And I'm just here to tell them, like, when they look at me and they say, okay, well, 40 got big after this because I found out about him from the Lil Wayne thing, or I found out about him because this happened with Game, or I found out about, like, that's what that person found out about, how they found out about me. What about all the other motherfuckers that didn't find out about me because of that, and that knew me from what I do and knew me from my music and knew me from my grind and me being around and doing what I do? You know what I'm saying? So they think like got the idea of it, but they don't have it down pat, and that's what fucks them up, and that's what shows the longevity with me. And them, like me, I built my own career. I've never had a major deal. I've never done a major deal. I've been offered hella major deals. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to stay independent because as a kid and as a youngster, I would always watch Pac, Biggie, Snoop. Well, we going to say this from a personal view. Pac, Suge Knight, the 50 Cent. Master P, I'm watching these dudes get money independently, you know what I'm saying? And that was always, like, my route that I wanted, you know what I mean? I always paid attention, like, the artists don't really make no money, you know? I could go sell 200 CDs independent, and I make $2,000, you know what I mean? That's $10 a pop. They go sell 200 CDs with a major, and they ain't barely making, how much is it, 20 bucks? You feel me? So it's like, you know what I mean? Or it's 20 bucks or not even 200 bucks. So it's like, I always evaluated my money like that. I'm real firm on the money, and that's why I never took my Def Jam deals or none of that shit. So, you know, I always like being my own artist, even though I still run, and everybody always thought I was signed officially to G on it and officially to Infamous, which is my deep label. I never been. We all family. You know what I mean? When you family, you ain't got no paperwork that say that's your cousin out in Florida or your cousin out in North Carolina. You know what I mean? That's your cousin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they look out for me the same exact way. But these dudes on the internet, that's where they mistake with the grind. That's what I want to tell to them. Like, they got to get the whole part of the grind. Get your money. You got to be out there. You got to. It's a whole nother level to it, and that little step, the beefing step, and writing a diss song, that ain't the half of it. You ain't even close. You know what I mean? I don't even respond to those because I don't know the niggas.
Mm-mm. I'm still tripping that motherfuckers will go as far as getting their ass whooped by you on videotape to get a break. Fuck that. I'm sorry. I ain't got time to be nursing no motherfucking broken bones, no black eyes, no busted lips, busted nose.
But you
got to
remember, these dudes don't got nothing. These is niggas. But see, I'm from the ghetto. So by me being from the projects, I could understand it and I could see it. But you wouldn't think that somebody would have the audacity to really go to that level until they really get there and you see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never think, no, I wouldn't do no dumb shit like that. You look like an idiot. But then when you got this one nigga that just don't give a fuck about looking like an idiot, and he don't care about none of that. All he cares about the one person that he can convince that is he's telling the truth. You feel me? And that's what type of person that I was dealing with right there with that situation. So he you coming from a person that don't got none. This nigga ain't, you don't got money. You don't got, you know what I mean? You got a baby mama or something like that, and you get to go over her apartment, you know what I'm saying? You don't own nothing, you don't got shit. So he looking for whatever way he can, you know what I'm saying? And I can understand it because my like socializing skills and everything else, I think them shits is up to, my shits is up to par. I'm excellent at that. So, and evaluating shit, and I evaluate and I always come with all kind of scenarios of why a person would do this and do that. And I'm usually right, you know what I'm saying? And that's, I could see that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? That's what he wanted. You know, he ain't got shit. So, you know, when it's quiet, shit, he got to make some type of noise, and that's, even if it's getting his ass whooped, he know it's going to make press. So, you know.
Yeah, it did get a lot of press. Now, how old are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm 30.
Well, you're still a baby.
Yeah, he is.
That ain't no baby.
I'm like in charge fucking with him. Yes, he is a baby. See, here goes my silly ass question. You know I gotta ask one tonight. And listen, G, hey, feel free to talk anytime you want to. But, Forty, whenever you're beating these people's asses, do you ever feel sorry for them, like, during or after the fight, or after you see some pictures, or you might see this motherfucker, like, 2 days later? Do you ever feel bad?
I mean, shit, I always feel bad, but, I feel bad that, you know, because I know when I'm doing wrong, even though I'm doing wrong, because, like, I really be feeling like I'm a righteous motherfucker, and I'll be feeling like they took me there. I had to do it, but I'll be like, man, I ain't want to do the motherfucker like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that really be the thought in my head, but then at the same time, I'll be like, fuck that. That nigga needed that. You know what I'm saying? So it's
wow.
Like both ways. I do be like that. But I'll be like, shit, motherfucker pushed me. Motherfucker didn't know what he was dealing with and don't know what the person he's dealing with, the caliber of the person he's dealing with. You know what I mean? He had to find out the hard way and found out his way. And now he see. You know what I mean? I don't think he'll be coming like that no more because he know that, like, that was my first time ever being by myself. Like that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think if you think me and my one homie, me standing alone like that and we getting down like that, just think with like 10, 20 of me, like I really rolled, and that's how I move. So, you know, and all mine taught to move just like how I move. You know what I'm saying? One go to the bathroom, we all go to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? One move to stop to holler at a female, we all stopping while till you finish hollering.
Ain't doing. Oh, all right, real fast. 40 Rock, man. This is GA, man. One love and respect on your music, yo.
What up,
that's
bro?
First
bro.
And foremost, man, all right? First and foremost. And also, too, man, thanks for coming on the show and showing love to Chop and Precious. We appreciate that as well. Also, too, man, it just feels good, man, to hear cats that's, you know what I'm saying, out there in the game making money, dealing with the bullshit, with haters, all that kind of shit, come on the show and talk with common sense, man. So I appreciate that. That's first. First and foremost. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of sense. You got a lot of common sense, and I respect that.
For sure.
This industry. I've been around this shit for a long time. I managed a lot of cash from the old school. Been around the world 3 or 4 times, so I can relate to where you're coming from. It's kind of different now for you guys than what's for us. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all got to deal with a lot of extra bullshit. We had to fight the white man. Y'all fight the white man and the black man. You feel what I'm saying? You got all right. Kind of drama coming your way. Cash gonna hit you no matter what. No matter who you are, what you do, these cats are here come at you to get a name and a rep. You know, a lot of cats, if one cat who ain't got shit, you know what I'm saying, can get one up on you, you know what I'm saying, he's famous, you feel me?
Right.
And that's what they try and gain fame, so I respect, I mean, the way you roll, You got to knock them out, do what you got to do. I'm sending to keep your name straight, so I can't knock that, man. That's just respect on my end. You feel me?
Right, right. Word. You know, I don't. What my intentions was never like to like what I do. They got the whole misconception of it. They think this is like I noticed when one internet dude did it and I gave him some attention. My first internet dude, like I seen, he was talking some shit on the internet, and this would really trip me out because he made me know him, and I don't really pay attention to screen names or nothing like that, but this dude hit me so many times within a week. I'm talking over 100 and some times a day. This dude was hitting me on the internet like, you this, you that, you that. And I responded one time while I was live because he was in the live box and he was spamming it. So, you know, I responded and I said something live while I was playing. And then this one dude, his name was Lord Mercier. Some shit like that, No Mercy, I think it was. It was a little black little kid in New York. And he was a little kid. He's like, this little nigga like went, he just, after I said that one thing on the internet, I said, you little punk. I said something like that playing around. I was joking. He went like just 40 Glock beef, and he just started making his own little videos with like a little camcorder. And he was dissing me so hard, like heavy. I used to see his shit, like laugh, like, okay, I'm going to give him some attention. He think this is going to help him. And he was using it for real, for real. And everybody was like, yeah, he got beef with 40 Glock. What's up with this? Everybody started asking me about him. And I was like, man, shit was a joke. You know what I'm saying? And then after him comes this new clown, and after his name was I think he'd be around a tiger dude, but his name was Schoolboy Q or something like that. I never met this little weirdo in my life, and he was dissing me on a record like he knew me, and everybody used his affiliation like because I guess he was around Tiger, so he was like, yeah, he was making all these other songs like I knew him. I never met this nigga. I never knew him. Never made a diss song on him or nothing. I never make diss songs about none of these dudes. Then you had this other dude, which came after that, thought he learned a little something off of the Schoolboy Q, was this new dude that just ended up coming after me after a year and trying to pop up at a show that I'm at, that which just went down right here. And then after that dude came this other new dude named Bosco or some shit like that. He got a whole diss song with me with another nigga, and they like, oh, dude, whoop, I jump out on Code Nav, like, where 40 at, some shit like that. I'm like, I'm dealing with weirdos. These is real internet weirdos, but they in the street, right, and they acting like they really know me, and they got people, they seeing that attention it brings where the project's coming up to them, and like, yo, so what's up with you? I heard a song with you dissing, you was dissing 40 Glock, I seen it on YouTube. What's up with that? And so these niggas play the role, and they answer back like we really got some type of bondage with each other. And they like, oh, yeah, right, you know, that bitch-ass nigga, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? I did that. You know what I'm saying? They make it like we really know each other. And then they continue and continue it on until people start grabbing it, and it spreads. You know what I mean? And that's what I try to tell media. Like, and media gives
you
attention.
They don't know you, right. They don't know you at all. They just try to make attention right for themselves. To try your name out there. And like I said before, if cats didn't get what I'm on you, I mean, it's going to sell for them, and it's going to get the hype going, their name out there in the streets, pump them in the streets, and somebody give them a deal somewhere along the line. That's what they're trying to do. So you can understand that, you know what I mean? They just a bunch of bitch-ass niggas, that's all.
Right, right. And that's my whole thing. But, like, this the first fan that really went too far with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went way far with it. And, you know, that's when it get real dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got these niggas like, nigga, you making me feel like I'm John Lennon.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. Because then that far to come do bodily harm or do anything to me, or nigga, that nigga could have been coming to shoot me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know this nigga. And I would have had to shoot him. And you know, I'll be in jail. And I've been telling everybody for years, like, these niggas is real. I don't know these niggas. You know what I'm saying?
That's fucked up, man. As a matter of fact,
I just be telling people look at it from that real point of view, you know.
Right. Like I was gonna say, well, we was on Twitter the other day, went in chat, and some guy was like, "Yo, fuck 40, you gonna be on a Chuck Mommy show?" Crazy. He came out his mouth crazy with the bullshit, right? But she was like, "GA, somebody dissed 40." I'm like, "Who was it?" She's like, "Oh no, some nigga on Twitter." I was like, "That's some bullshit, right?" He came in, I mean, he took time out of the tweet. I'm saying, tweet about like, yo, fuck that nigga 40 Glock. Gonna be on some shit he said about you. I was like, what kind of shit is that?
Word.
I wasn't trying to bring that to him. I didn't tell him that, but thank you very much.
I mean, that was some, I thought some bullshit right there. Somebody would even go that far. Okay, he watching South Timeline. He gonna respond like, yo, fuck 40. You know,
that's
crazy, yo.
Right. But actually, it didn't come off of Twitter. It actually came off my BlackBerry status. You know what I mean? So
wow.
I felt like I squashed it enough because my thing is, if you feel like he said something to your family, let your family handle it. And Twitter is not the place to display any type of public beef or issue because Twitter will get you fucked up.
When these people say they family, it be the same internet niggas. Like, so you say like the dude that just did that to me, that where I just got into it with about a week ago. Say somebody that's his family, he didn't lie to them, so they thinking this nigga really, he really playing out the part of his lie and making them like think we really got something, and he not telling them like, no, I'm really just stalking this nigga, and he, you know, I'm trying to use him for some fame, and da 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 da. So then you got his peoples, like, yeah, he did this to my peoples. It's on with him. And then you're like, nigga, I don't know your peoples, boy. You know what I mean? So it becomes like, right. I call this shit a cult following, you ask me.
Yeah, for real.
A cult following. They all doing it, and it's happening. Yo, out of everything, out of the craziest shit and everything, I always say the craziest shit always happened to me. And it's so crazy that all these motherfuckers now, like, I deal with all this shit. Now, who would think I would really be dealing with, like, stalkers or crazy motherfuckers that chasing a nigga around like a nigga John Lennon. John Lennon say something in a song and a fan come and kill him.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, who would really think that I'd be going through shit like that? And then they turn it, it's a different twist because I don't make Beatles music. So I got niggas that's coming saying they gangbangers and really ain't gangbangers like that. And they coming and they acting like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm a gangbanger. I'm tripping in. So it look even more realer. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I'm dealing with that. That shit just tripped me out, though. That's some crazy shit for a nigga to be.
So you always be on guard and on point because you don't know if it's a fan coming to say hello or I want to fucking blow your brains out. That's crazy.
Right. Right. And that's why I'm 99% the way I am. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fans didn't see where they didn't came up. I mean, I done had that thing on me like, hey, back now, you got to back up, homie. I'm like, well, shit, nigga, you got to take your hand out your pocket for me to shake your hand, homie. I'm walking
right,
with
right.
your hand in your pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Shit.
I live that life, man. I mean, shit. When you ride with me, I ride with all my eyes in my rear view mirrors and in my rear view mirror and my side mirrors. And I don't get blocked in the traffic. I don't drive up bumper to bumper. I leave enough room for me to get up out that bitch if somebody pull up me on the intersection.
Smart man, yo.
You know,
smart
that's
man,
just
yo.
That's how I've always lived, and that's how I've always trained myself. So I'm basically
yeah.
disciplined like that. I'm trained like that, and that's just how I go. And that's how I met that person that I just got into it with this shit. I met him because I was dropping somebody off at a video shoot, and I was leaving. And so it happened, I stayed in my rearview mirrors, and I looked in my side mirror and seen a dude creeping up my car with his hand in his pocket, crouched down like he was finna come up and pull a gun on me. And I had a motherfucker on my lap, and I turned into the real nigga police on him, and I start yelling, I was like, nigga, let me see your hands, nigga. And that was my introduction to meeting him. And he was like, just backed up, was like, I just want to fade. I'm like, fade? A fade mean a fight. I'm like, nigga, do I know you? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, when he pulled out the cell phone, and I'm like, let me see your hands, he pulled out the cell phone. I was like, what the fuck you was finna do with that? I swear to God, I told him that. I'm like, what the fuck you finna do with that, nigga? You know what I mean? I'm like, nigga, you was finna run up, make me give you a number, or what you was finna do? Because you wasn't finna shoot me, you was finna shoot me a number?
You're supposed to take a picture of your ass for whatever you're supposed to do.
Word, but that's the shit that I'm dealing with. Out of all the shit I done been through, this is what I'm dealing with.
you know. And the shit just followed me around. One day I was standing with Ray J, me and Ray J in the club, and we got it popping. We in here, we doing our thing. Ray J like, man, we just got to do something. We coming up with a new way, and we was talking about doing this new show or something, you know, how to get me out away from the controversy. Because I'm like, yo, I'm trying to back up off the controversy. I ain't beefing with nobody. I ain't making no diss records. I ain't doing no more diss songs, nothing like that. We talking. We in the club. I got a little drink in my hand. Ray J got his little drink. We seriously talking, you know, everybody around. And next thing, I was like, man, it seemed like the bullshit just followed me around, though. This is what I tell Ray J. The club is banging. It's girls everywhere, everything. I'm like, I say, bullshit be following me around, you know what I mean? And he was like, what you mean? I was like, it just be coming to me. And he was like, what you mean? I said, and right when I was finna say, like, nigga, this shit just be, I said, nigga, this shit just be hitting me. And then a nigga came in here, a nigga broke through the VIP ropes, beating up some nigga. He was swinging on some dudes, and then he swung on Ray J cousin, and he was tussling, and then the big nigga swung on me. And when he swung on me, you know, I bobbed and weaved, and I knocked his ass out right there. And then he was laid out asleep right there, and I was like, I looked at Ray J, I was like, see, I told you. And Ray J was like, he's like, oh, shit, dog, that shit crazy. You know what I mean? But he seen firsthand, that's on my right hand of God. He'll tell you that whole story right there just like it happened. You know what I mean? And right. I was just like, this is the type of shit what I mean when it be hitting me like this. You know what I'm saying? Like this big-ass nigga just came here doing all that and swung on me. I don't even know who this nigga is. So, you know, okay. The bullshit hits you.
Well, I have a question, and it's only because of what I go through with my husband, so I'm going to ask this question. Could it be that you have an air of intimidation that flows around you like a force field? Because it's something about a Cali nigga, whether he's still thugging or not, if he's ever been a real thug, it's something about the way they carry themselves that kind of says, you know, get me or I'm going to get your ass type shit. You know, they're either extremely afraid or they're extremely confrontational, even when you're just in kind of, you think you're in chill mode. Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm eating a popsicle, drinking a beer, doing whatever I do. The air doesn't go away. It's part of you. So the people around you still, maybe he looked and he, out of everybody in there, you were the most intimidating, and he figured, if I'm going to get to beat this person's ass, I'm going to have to knock this nigga out first. And that's why he swung on you.
Well, shit, I could respect that. I mean, because I've done that too before. I had to do that in Spain.
What, you fighting in Spain? What the hell
are
you doing?
Man, hey, it was a pack load, a shitload of niggas. Like, but out there, you know, they Africans. And this nigga just picked me out of everybody. Banks, Yale, everybody in their VIP, I go out in the crowd. You know, I went out in the crowd. I got a big old bottle of gin. Grey Goose. I'll go over there by Who Kid, the DJ booth. We getting it in. And then next thing you know, I'm on the wall, about 20 Africans lined up across the club pointing at me like, you get over here. I'm like, these niggas tripping with me. I'm like, they can't be talking to me. I got my back on the wall. And ain't nobody else standing here with me. I'm like, these niggas talking to me. And the niggas was right there, and they had this big, they had like a 7-footer. This nigga, man, was so big and so swole, he had on a tank top. And I'm like, oh, man, well, fuck that. I ain't going out like that. You know what I'm saying? So I walked over there cool, calm, and I had the bottle, and I flipped that bitch around when I got up closer, and I hit the big nigga in the head. And when I hit him, all the niggas ran. Who Kid was like, he got the yellow on the mic, then the rest of G on it, everybody got over there. But when I hit the nigga on the head and the nigga fell and I was finna hit him again, the music DJ, Who Kid stopped the music. You heard him say, he's like, 40 Glock, why do you hit me, man? I'm a fan. I love you, man. Why do you hit me? I'm like, nigga, you ain't no motherfucking fan, nigga. You niggas want to get out. Hey, they wanted to get down, man. They wanted to get down. You know what I mean?
Are you sure?
Were. That was some crazy shit, yo.
Wow, you're busting fans in the head?
Nah, that nigga wasn't no fan, man. That's why he was a stan. They was, he turned back a fan after he felt that bottle. Them niggas, they left, because the nigga that really was, that was calling me, he had already bumped me in the club or something and then, like, had an attitude. And, I, you know, I'm passing on by. And then next thing you know, he came back with them. He came back with that big old 7-foot nigga with all the muscles. I'm like, oh, no. Nah. These niggas finna pack me out. Well, we gonna do this right. You know?
Wow. Okay, now I have some questions from the chat room. People want to know where they can submit beats to you so you can take a listen and maybe, you know, they be on the next 40 Glock hit. So if you can tell them where they submit the beats, then I have a couple more questions for you.
Well, they can get beats to me through Zoo Life Beats, BEATS, at gmail.com.
Okay. And then I'll retweet that for you, too. And then G-Double wants to know, hold on, because these dudes are in the chat room off the bus and saying, what's up with Lil Boo?
Lil Boo chilling. Lil Boo, I just got off the phone with him. We setting him up. He on my album. My album come out in September. I'm finna drop the new single, Welcome to California. He on the video. You know what I mean? Village Boo, everybody. I mean, we getting it in. Lil Boo chilling, though. He out. He just got out a couple weeks ago. So, you know, it's on.
Okay, next question is, why some Crips riding saying ain't no Crips in Colton?
I don't know no Crips ever said that. That sounds like the internet shit.
You go again, right?
Yeah. Right.
Again.
Yeah. What the hell? Oh, okay. Then there's somebody on Twitter. He's retweeting both of us, 40. And basically, I guess he's questioning about the Rock the Bells. He said the Rock the Bells, it wasn't announced by Rock the Bells yet, and I was wondering if they're still adding artists. Good news. I read shit, and I'll take offense to it, especially when motherfuckers be like, did 40 tell you himself? Bitch, don't you see both of us retweeting and tweeting the same shit about the show? That's the kind of attitude
right.
I be having, and I know that's not right. I know that's
not
right, but
is,
I don't give a fuck.
What it is they want to see the 40 Glock name on there. I wrote with Mobb Deep. So if I'm with 50, I'm with Mobb Deep, and I'm saying I'm going to be here, that means I'm with Mobb Deep. So, you know, Mobb Deep is on Rocks the Bells, and I'll perform with Mobb Deep.
Okay.
But really, do we really have to explain this shit to you motherfucking listeners?
Hell nah, because this big ass can call in and fucking listen. I already gave that fucking nigga the phone number. I don't know
But it kind of helps. Like, I like it sometimes when they do that because it kind of helps. But if they being ignorant, if it's just an ignorant question, that's when it really aggravates. But, you know, some people are incompetent. You know what I mean? Like I said, like, I had to teach myself a lot because I got out of school so early. So you got to remember, a lot of these niggas is stupid, and they using the internet and just now got on it. Or they know how to use the internet, and they just dummies. You know what I mean? Like, they just don't get it.
Oh, shit, I'm going to get cussed out because on Twitter, Blue said, tell my nigga I'm calling from the 678. So Blue Da Vinci want to talk to you. So Blue, don't cuss me out. I don't know your number.
Oh, Blue
heart,
is
baby.
My loved one. Hey, me and Blue go so far back. Yeah, a lot of people don't know Raz Kaz and Blue is cousins. You know? So, you know, me and Blue go way back, man. Blue, man, we go way, way back. I mean, Blue's a loved
one.
I'm happy he out of jail. You know what I mean? He on the streets, and he getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Me and Razzcast leave to, we going to Europe. We leave on the 16th, you know, so we going to get it in out there, and we'll be right back.
Hey.
Blue.
Huh? Did you hear it? Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
You on, baby.
Oh, hey, girl, you better be quiet. Hey, what's cracking, cuz?
Hey, what's up, Woody Lowe?
Ain't shit.
Chilling, man.
And I'm out in this motherfucker ATL hot as a motherfucker, cuz.
Is that right? Yeah, I got to get out there and fuck with you, cuz. You know I'm coming, man.
Oh, yeah, nigga, you know I'm doing it moving right now, Lowe. Hey, and for them niggas that's Crips, talking about it ain't no Crips and Coke, nigga, go through there.
All I got to do is ride through there and say fuck Colton Crip and then find out. That's all they got to do. I don't be liking that shit, cuz.
Right, real talk. You already know, right?
That's all they got to do, man. Niggas just y'all jacking and blogging.
Right. You know, that shit on another level now, man.
Yeah, what's cracking though?
Go through there.
Hey, shit, last time I see you, we was at that homecoming out there. Was that the shit with, that was in D.C.?
Yeah, that's before
right?
I went to the Fed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was at Howard Homecoming.
Yeah, that's what that was, right? Wow.
Yeah. I know,
girl.
Yeah. I got to get at you, you know what I'm saying? We need to do some records and shit. And, you know,
because yeah,
the Red Rash trying to take over right now, homie. We got to put this Crip shit back on the map.
Let's get it in.
For real, though. Everybody want to be a blood like it's a dance or something.
Right.
Like, nigga, this gangbanging a way of life, nigga. These niggas be playing with that shit. Ain't none one of them niggas rapping gangbanging for real.
Real talk.
Them niggas just be saying they gangbanging. Like, I ain't even gangbanging no more. So, you know what I'm saying? And I'm from East Coast, 109th Street, Delamo Block, Crip. But I ain't gangbanging. Because if you gangbanging, cuz, you waking up every day and you putting in work and you gangbanging. Like, nigga just don't go to a studio and say, I'm from here, I'm from there. That ain't what gangbanging is.
Exactly.
Yeah, nigga be having this shit mixed up.
Right. You feel me?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Do you have a way to hit rewind and let that play back? I need them to say that shit again. Oh, damn.
That's real talk. Niggas be talking about they gangbanging. Man, them niggas don't be gangbanging. Them niggas just be talking.
Real
hey,
talk.
Hey, look, when you gangbanging, you wake up in the morning and be like, hey, cuz, let's go to the such and such mall, nigga, and find some niggas to trip on or something like that. Nigga, that's real gangbanging.
Are you going here, niggas?
That shit
niggas
be rapping about, cuz. That shit ain't no gangbanging.
Real talk. Are you going to ride on some niggas that your hood already got beef with?
Exactly. I'm going to tell you what was gangbanging, that shit you did the other week.
Right.
Nigga, that was gangbanging right there, nigga.
You feel me?
I said, this nigga crazy, nigga. I would have left, cuz. I'd have been like, fuck that shit. These niggas see, don't worry about it. I get back at these niggas. This crazy ass nigga went in head first.
Man, yeah, I had a dog up in there, right? My spit.
Girl went in that bitch head first, nigga. I might have thought that one through 4-0, cuz. I might have been like, all right, it's about 100 of these niggas. It's about 3 of us, and only one of us finna ride, or 2 of us finna ride. Shit,
right.
Man, I'm going to catch these niggas on a rebound. I ain't finna get caught sipping like that.
I mean, you know, I don't be seeing a bitch-ass nigga, though, so it was like, I had to give him what I promised him, cuz. So it was like, you know, I don't be seeing this nigga all the time.
That's a different story.
Word.
Damn,
man, I had to touch something. That was that fire inside me. Fuck that. He ain't getting out of here without this.
Well, that's a different scenario.
Right.
So, yeah, I might have had to stick that one out.
Right.
I don't got 50, cuz.
Right.
Like, I'm in my little restaurant. I'm in my little restaurant. You know, we used to slang chicken. Now we sell chicken for real.
Right. What?
Yeah, I'm in my restaurant. I got customers just walked in and everything. I'm doing a radio show, slanging chicken, and everything at the same time.
Yeah, I gotta come out there and fuck with you.
Yeah, cuz.
I'm gonna come out there, man. I gotta come out there and fuck around with you, real talk.
Y'all are just too fucking funny for me. Oh, my God. I can't wait to see what I'm going to get back on Twitter from this show tonight. Come on in, baby.
Oh, man,
I think y'all
answered
a lot of questions about the gang banging shit. I think y'all put, you know, y'all put niggas in their place with just a few comments.
Look, hold on. Let me say this because everybody going to be mad at me. And no disrespect to y'all niggas that's gang banging or whatever or from a gang. But for real, where we from, out in California, like, we be gangbanging. Like, you know what I'm saying? I done put my life on the line. I done took them bullets. Gangbanging, for real. Like, laid on my deathbed with my lungs collapsed. When the shit get real, real, that's gangbanging. You know what I'm saying? So, ain't no disrespect. I just be wanting to, I been in the feds for the last 4 years talking about that shit. The niggas in the feds that talking about they gangbanging. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got niggas that gangbang, but some niggas just be jumping on because another nigga from somewhere or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga be gangbanging for real, for real.
Right.
Like, that rap banging is, it's a different kind of banging. That's just like gang affiliation or something, not gang banging.
Word.
Yeah.
That's real spit.
Like when you call Cuz Nim over there in the neighborhood over there. And niggas didn't want to get out the car, and nigga was jumping off from the front seat to the back seat. You wasn't even tripping. You just talking
right.
About, hey, Cuz, I'm just trying to find out where y'all from for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just asking the question. Nigga don't want to get out and talk or none of that. How they game banging?
Right.
I said it. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I said it. Yeah, I said it. So
what?
What's
up?
Nigga, this BMF, nigga. Let a nigga do what they gonna do.
Right.
Yeah, man.
My honey.
Cause nigga be having to get that shit, nigga be having to get that shit straight. Because
that's
then when
you,
hey, look. Because look, though, cause when they come to the land, nigga, the bus stop, them niggas be on some other shit. Niggas be in Hollywood in a hotel somewhere talking about we finna smoke. And
right.
Don't be no gang banging going on. None whatsoever.
Real talk. On me.
Hey, we need to put one of these records together, though, my nigga.
Yeah, let's go hard. I'm going to hit you as soon as we get off this, too.
All right, for sure. I'm going to let y'all do y'all show, cuz. Chop. You know, I'm going to do mine. You know, I'm just trying to get my shit lined up and get everything right.
Oh,
so I already know.
I would like to say thank you so much for calling in and supporting the show and making your presence known.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Hey, look, for the record, though, Free Big Meats and all the homeboys that's down, BMF for life or death, East Side, East Coast, 109th Street, the Lamo Block, Correll. You know, I still get active, too, on the door a little bit, cuz, for real. Hey,
right.
we got Tobias Tate, Calico Jones, Switch Gang, S.O.D., BML, you know, we doing all that shit, my nigga. We finna be smashing for the summer. I'm back out 40, 50 deep with niggas in all black, black bellies, black wheels, black interior, black shades on my face, black rag with a blue rag connected. You know, that's what we do, my nigga.
All right.
You should have crank called Trey on this one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck. You
right.
Should have crank called Trey on this one. Damn, he would have loved this call.
Yeah, my nigga. Hey, I love you, though, cuz. Hey. Hey,
yes,
hey, be safe out there, 40.
For sure, Kyle.
All right, my nigga, one.
All right, loco.
See, 40, you got people calling in. Y'all acting a fool. Y'all saying some real shit. Niggas probably in different cities, states, and studios madder than a bitch because I'm going to run the fuck out this show starting tonight.
I can't wait for this
they
one.
They didn't hear what they heard. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard what the fuck they said. Y'all heard exactly what the hell they said.
Right.
I got to run this one, okay? Chuck, I got to chop this one up tonight and do a slideshow on this one with my slacking ass.
I know. I'm like, for real, like, what the hell? I'm getting all these area codes, for real, and I'm like, what the hell? What the hell is 337 is Louisiana, and then we got a Texas number, because I know he said he fucks with Texas.
Well, at this point, do we have
left.
A 360?
Yeah. No, we got 626, 409, and 337.
Well, we know how to hang up on
what?
A bitch.
I'm gonna let 40 control his destiny. Like, shit, he pick out an area call, I'm going to pick it up. They get retarded, I'm going to handle his light work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, I'm going to let him pick. You want 409, 626, or 337?
409, 626, or 337. Let's go to 409. That sounds like that's Texas, huh?
Yeah, it is, because I've been Googling the area codes as they come up. So we'll take the 409, because I remember you said, you know, you fuck with with Texas. It might be your cousin or something. But let me go ahead and give my disclaimer. You know, for real, real talk, when I open up this line for you to speak, if you say some fuck shit, I'ma hang up on you and I'ma put your motherfucking number on Twitter and talk shit about you and tell faggots to call you. So don't get on my fucking show playing. Okay, now that's my disclaimer. So right there, 449-409. Hello, 409.
Yeah, what's good?
What's up with it?
What's good with it, cuz?
Man, I can't call it. What is it?
Shit, hey, I'm calling out here from Beaumont, man. Just reaching out to you, showing some love.
Okay. You from Beaumont, Texas, huh?
Already, BMT, stand up, baby.
That's right, man. For sure, man. Beaumont love all day, man. Get it in out there.
Nah, what my question I wanted to ask you, cuz, was, I see you say your album going to drop September 6th. I was trying to see if you got a promo thing you're going to line up prior to that, a little promo tour.
Yeah, we're going to line something up. Right now I'm going to be messing around with Mobb Deep on this Rock the Bell tour, and then we're going to be on the road heavy with some other more. And until then, the dates is still to be announced on that.
Okay, that's what's up. Like I said, I was just calling in, showing some love, man. Keep pushing that heat. Keep doing what you're doing.
That's what's up, bro. Bro.
Oh, we appreciate you. We appreciate you calling in. Okay, now, there is somebody called True Visions, and they're hitting me up. That's who the 337 number is. So you want the 337 next, or you want the 626?
We can go to 337.
Okay. 337, Trevisions, you on.
What's going on, famo?
What up, what is up, mate?
Hey, shit, man, I just want to say, man, shout out to the real niggas this year, man. Like, all this fake shit need to stop. So I respect y'all niggas and everything y'all doing, bro. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Know,
like,
man.
That's why right now while everybody partying, I see you working, you know what I'm saying? While everybody partying, my artists in the studio. You know what I'm saying? We're not playing with these niggas this year, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here in Arizona with a Louisiana number, and I'm from Virginia. And we fuck with Texas, you know what I'm saying? And we out in Cali, so, you know what I'm saying? And we in Hawaii, man. We not fucking with these niggas no more, man. It's game time, for real. So I just respect what you're doing, and I like how you be going at them niggas' neck on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? No straight saying names, man. Ain't no fake shit no more. Ain't no subliminal shit. If niggas got fucked, you got to check them niggas, man, point blank. So all that shit, man, you, Blue, BMFDA, you know what I'm saying? All y'all niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing y'all thing, man. Don't let these niggas stop y'all shine, man. For real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out my artist Red Face, too, man. We own this shit, man.
For sure. That's what it do, man. Where you calling from?
Well, I'm in Arizona right now. You know what I'm saying? But I be fucking around Louisiana, Texas, and I'm from Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. For sure. Spider out there right now. Spider Low.
Okay. That's what it is. And which one?
Huh?
He where at, Arizona?
Yeah, he in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
I'll be fucking with Willie Norpole out there, too. Willie Norpole.
Yeah, yeah, here. The nigga from DTP, right? He
yeah.
out in Phoenix and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we be fucking with that nigga Juice and shit.
Oh, okay.
But, you know what I'm saying? Because my artist, you know what I'm saying, he produced, too. So we be trying to fuck with everybody, man. Like, we ain't even, you know what I'm saying, on that fake shit. We just trying to fuck with niggas that's getting money, that's on the grind, man. Like, we just trying to get exposure. And just get out there and get it moving. Like, we doing this shit independently, unsigned, bought our own studio, man. We own our own shit, man. We ain't playing games, dog.
Man, that's how you do it, man.
You know what I'm saying? But I just want to say,
handouts.
Yeah, man, can't do it, dog. Can't do it. So I just want to say respect y'all movement, man, everything y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Out in the West. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere y'all at, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ever out in Arizona, Texas, wherever, man. If I ever run into y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying? We're going to break some bread. We're going to pop some bottles, man. Fuck these niggas.
For sure, bro. All
right, man. Y'all hold
Thank
it down.
Thank you for calling in. You're
for
welcome.
Sure.
Okay, now that 626, when I Google it, it said L.A. So that's your piece out there. So you want to go next?
Yeah, you can let
him
in.
Okay, hold on. 626, you're on.
Yeah, yeah. What's the deal, Fody?
What up? What is it, old man?
What's good, man? Hey, man, I got love for the IE, man. I went to school out there, man. It's
okay,
all love.
For sure.
You know, I'm from Compton. from the south side of Compton, Temple Ave.
Oh, okay, for sure. Real lot of
love out there. For sure. Yeah, I fucks with the IE, man. Real shit. Real
all
fuck.
Day,
it's all
man.
Up, my nigga. Yeah, I'm fucking with that joint you did with Spider Loke, though, man. I fucks with that shit.
Which one? The On the Block?
Yeah, the On the Block. Yeah, I was just banging that shit the other day.
Yeah, that's that Me, Spider, and Busta Rhymes. That's off the Me and Spider album, The Graveyard Shift.
Okay, for sure. That's real good. Shit. Well, when the album dropped, though?
My solo album dropped September 6th as of right now.
Okay, for sure.
Mark.
Yeah, man, like I said, man, PG Cali, man, you good in Compton, man. South Crip all day.
Already, man, for sure.
For sure.
Wow. This is so good. Like, this is, like, so fucking crazy. Now, see, Forty, what you didn't know is I have this segment on my show called Chocolate Fantasies. I know you've probably been seeing it on the tweets. Like, what the fuck? I prank call people. And it's on some sexual shit. Because, you know, me and Paul for any and everything.
What?
You know, I'm going to have to get one in tonight. So people be giving up their homies. And they're like, yo, call this person, call that. I even feel so bad. One night I prank called the preacher.
No,
luckily,
what,
he didn't answer.
Him?
I told him Creflo Dollar gave me his number, and I had a sexual sexual addiction, and I needed him to lay hands on me to get this demon or this nut up out of me.
What? What did he say?
It was his voicemail, but what's crazy is the female that gave me the number, because the radio number shows when I call people, right? He called her, the chick that gave me the number, and I was like, did you call me? I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Then we called a little dirty.
Y'all need to get Bishop Betty Long number. Have somebody straight call his ass.
I would have to sound like a little boy, though.
Exactly.
he pleaded
guilty or whatever, or he settled out of court.
To me, when you settle out of court, your ass guilty.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you pretty much guilty. You know, that's how they do us when we plead no contest.
What the hell? This bitch just sent me a text on Twitter. Shout out to my soon-to-be Twitter wifey. LOL Pete got my nipples hard, and I ain't never humped a black chick. Wow. Fucking with me is not the best thing to do, because I turn them out. Men, bitches, I don't discriminate. I knock them all down. Pete, got a disclaimer for that one?
No disclaimer.
So, Florida, have you ever had your dick sucked with Pop Rocks?
How about what?
Have you ever had your dick sucked with Pop Rocks?
With Pop Rocks?
No, Pop Rocks, the candy that pops in your mouth.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
What?
What that do?
What does it do?
Don't that hurt?
Uh-uh.
It hurts when it pops in your mouth.
Nuh-uh, that's because you don't eat it right. But no, actually, from my understanding, and because I've had my pussy ate with the Pop Rocks and it felt good, but for the men, it feels really good, especially if she's a seasoned dick sucker, because then she knows how to get the mouth juicy and make the Pop Rocks, you know, like, pop up against your dick, and it feels really good, and it can make a grown man lose his mind.
Wow. That's crazy.
And, I mean, you're laughing, but dead ass, if somebody on the phone that has had that done, and they will tell. They tell everybody. You ain't had
it
your dick
me.
Stuck right.
Say
see, that is just easy. But you know what? I learned that shit in Cali. Exactly. I learned that shit in San Diego. A white chick put me on to Pop Rocks and Dick Sucking.
Pop Rocks and Dick Sucking?
Yes. Yes. I'm telling you, you laughing. Wait till this summer come when I drop my single. You're going to be like, yo, this bitch is crazy. I'm like, I'm actually making me a single. I don't know how to rap. I got people helping me. So when you get an email from me asking for help, you're going to know why. Because I don't know nothing about picking out tracks. I don't know nothing about none of that stuff. Like, but I have an idea, and people like it. They've seen my head game, and they agree with the statement. So why not put it out there for everybody to enjoy?
Right.
Hey, 40.
I mean, you better.
Hey, 40.
Yeah.
Listen to me, all right? This is GA talking, all right? This girl on the phone right now, man, I say she a Sony. Boy, she the pop rocks queen. Motherfucking king. Boy, she do shit. Hey, boy, she do shit you ain't dream about, yo. I'm telling you. This motherfucker here, boy, the truth, yo, with a capital T, yo. She the fucking truth, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, what?
Bitter. Look, she don't spit. She swallowed. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I apologize.
Wow.
She go hard, yeah. She go hard to pay, 40. She go hard to pay, baby.
Right, I see.
Oh, my. Speaking, my site will be up this weekend. I've been having some technical difficulties with Ning. And 40, I joined your Ning site. Don't worry. I won't put no X-rated videos up or nothing like that. I'll just put some cute little pictures and keep it moving. I'm going to keep your site wholesome as it can be. But I think if you can have up fight videos, fuck videos should just fucking and fighting, it goes together. And with you and Ray J, oh, my goodness. Woo,
right.
Boy. Like, wow.
Some what? What did you say? Some what?
Fucking and fighting, it goes together. It goes together. Head game is a felony. And that's exactly what the title of my video said. But I don't think people on your site ready for that. I really don't, because, you might get in trouble.
Well, no, my site go pretty hard.
What? My goodness. It's going up. He just gave me, okay, first of all, I have your permission to put up a video. You said your site go pretty hard, right?
Yeah, my site go hard.
Okay, P, that's his clue for telling me I can go ahead and put that video up. People start hitting you up and like, yo, 40, who the hell is that chick sucking a dick like that? You went, oh, that's my new friend with the sex talk show that I was on Friday night. How y'all missed that? Be like, yo, when's she coming out to Cali? Trust me, I'm coming to Cali this summer. I'm going to bring some of that North Carolina head out there and drive them niggas crazy. Yes, yes, yes. So tell your cameraman I might need him.
All right. Yeah, he might need to hide in the cut for that one.
Right.
Yeah, it can be ugly. It can be quite crucial. It can be quite crucial. So what's the name of your album that's dropping on the 6th?
New World Agenda, NWA for short.
Oh. Okay.
Called New World Agenda, though. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So,
and
do
when
you
will
think I, by, huh?
I said, and when will my exclusive copy be in my email?
Oh, y'all had that in a few weeks. Everybody start getting it.
Oh, I'm going to be looking for that one. I'm definitely going to be looking for it.
That's right.
Got a question. Do you think being affiliated with 50 Cent and G-Unit and all of them, and by the way, I love Lloyd Banks, so when you talk to him, tell Lloyd Banks that, you know what, I need to find out what kind of lips he got. Because he made a comment on Twitter, if he hit it once, he can always hit it. And I'm like, damn, do men really feel that way? If a bitch give you the pussy once, that you can always go back and hit it?
I mean, people, I would say people of my caliber do. And I mean,
Evidently, he feel like he Banks must be the same caliber if he feel like that. You know what I mean? Because it's a certain sense when you know what I mean? If you leave on a good note, you're always good. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. I don't know. I'm just like a dude. Like, when I fuck you, I don't even want you to stick around and wash your dick. I want you to leave. Once I achieve my nut, your purpose is over. So if I catch mine before you get yours, it's over. And it ain't no calling like, yo, I was thinking about you. Maybe we could fuck again. No. Did I call you to fuck? Then nah, we can't fuck. I mean, shit.
Right, right.
Is that wrong?
Nah, you ain't wrong. I mean, that's your preference. You know what I mean?
See what I'm saying?
Or,
but yeah,
no,
my
question was,
do you think that, you know, a lot of beef come for the company that you keep? Because, you know, a lot of people don't really like them. A lot of people don't like 50. And I think it's because they don't understand him or they're intimidated from where he came and where he's at. And if he tells you he's going to do something to you, like if he tells you he's going to ruin your career, he pretty much does. And, you know, that's a lot of kind of power to have or whatever, and I just think it's funny because I've seen the movie Get Rich, Die or Trying, and it was an awesome movie. I would rather read the book because the book will go into more detail than the movie did or whatnot. And, you know,
right.
I respect him as a businessman. I don't really like the vitamin water because it's water, and, you know, it don't really taste good. I'd rather have some fucking grape Kool-Aid. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just funny because I just feel like, you know, sometimes when you have a family or you have niggas that you down for and they down for you, that, you know, extra bullets or extra darts just happen to come your way.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's a gift and a curse, but at the same time, you know, he's reached his height. And when you reach your height, when people, well, he hasn't reached his height as far as, you know, he always... People like him, people like me, and so forth. You always got a certain height, like you want you higher than the level that everybody else feel like you at that height. You know what I mean? So they, a lot of people, they already take to him is he's reached his height, and it's the same when a person gets so high, then people want to bring you down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, his gift and his curse is like now all of a sudden everybody don't like 50 Cent. Oh, so then it lingers on to the rest of everybody else that's attached with him too. So they start saying, oh, we don't like them niggas, we don't like them. You know what I mean? And it's a gift and a curse, I say, because at the end of the day, it's a gift, it's a blessing. I'm happy. It don't bother me, you know what I mean? But it does with certain people because then they have to know you, and once they get to know you, then they be like, oh, man, I fucks with him. Man, I still like them niggas. You know what I'm saying? People like
True.
To follow what the masses do. You know?
But sometimes the masses can get you fucked up. I would just rather form my own opinion from having interaction with someone, and then, you know, because a lot of times people be like, they'll have a different opinion of me, but then when they talk to me, like, yo, you mad cool. I thought you was going to be stuck up. What the fuck I'm going to be stuck up for? I ain't made it nowhere. I'm chilling. I'm
right.
Grinding, but I'm chilling.
That's 100% the same. I always tell people that about 50. Like, when you sit with 50 or you meet 50, you won't feel like that after you met him. You'll be like, God damn, I ain't know that nigga was like that. And they're going to be joking, laughing. You're liable to see him with no security. You know what I mean? Shit like that. He's a humble motherfucker. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that's what I surround myself with. I don't be surrounding myself with no Hollywood motherfuckers, you know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, that's how Yayo is, that's how Banks is. Everybody, you know, everybody normal.
But if you hung with Hollywood niggas, when it's time to throw them hands, Hollywood niggas too busy being pretty. They don't want to get hit. They gonna run.
Oh, they gonna run like a motherfucker.
Run.
Stand there and watch all kind of shit. Ain't gonna do nothing.
Or look at you from the Escalades and not open up the door or let them.
Right. Right.
Like, hey, I just want to talk to you.
You right. You ain't speaking wrong. You talking real. Real talk. And being
and I
that
learned that from experience.
Right. And being that right there, I done been put into, because like I say, I've been in altercations, and I done been in altercations worldwide. So it's like, and for me running with G-Unit, and G-Unit ain't no motherfucking, they ain't no Bloods, no Crips, and all that shit. It's just straight stand-up, thorough niggas. G's, you feel me? And they never left me hanging, you know what I'm saying? And always got down when I got down. So, you know, that's what I consider family, for sure. And they always showed me the loyalty and always, you know, they helped me in any situations I need help in, whether it be my career-wise, movie-wise, financial-wise. So, you know, that's all love. And that's where I stand with it.
Now, see, I have another question, because like I said, I lived in Cali because, you know, that was a duty station for me and my ex for, like, 3 years. So I always grew up, gang members lived in Cali. Cali was where everything was going on. You know what I mean? Then it's like when I go to Atlanta or I go to New York, I see, like, different things, and I'm just like, you know, that's crazy because in my mind thought everything started in Cali. So the other areas and demographics just pick up their own colors, or it's like the same colors but their own rules and everything, because I know everybody does things differently. And how do you take people seriously? Because me, Cali is just it for me. Like, if you ain't from Cali and you represent whatever, I really tend to just think it's funny. And I don't know if that's bad. I'm not trying to diss anybody or anything like that. But I just need clarity from what's real and what's fake.
Right. I mean, I believe, like it's bitch-ass niggas worldwide and it's real niggas worldwide. So, you know, if a real nigga is doing something like a Cali nigga, he could have been left from where he was at and came to Cali and caught that reel and brought that shit back over there. But then you got, like I said, he might have, some bitch niggas might have picked it up from him. And then it's, you know what I mean? So I can't really just say and sit here and go in on niggas about shit like that. All I can say is, you know, just you have to vouch and you know what's real and what ain't. You know what I mean? We all know we doing something wrong. You know what I mean? But if you program yourself that you doing it right, you don't think you're doing it right. You're still doing it wrong. You know you're doing it wrong, man, because everybody telling you. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, people just gotta take that for what it is and utilize that to wherever they at.
Because you never know. You know what I mean? You never
right.
know who's real, who's fake.
Right. Real talk.
Yep.
But it's going to come out eventually. No matter what the fuck you do, it's going to come out.
Hell yeah. The fake don't always come out. It's called being in the closet. And the closet, if you can't tell by light, the closet door always opens.
Yep.
And then when the truth come out, motherfuckers be fucked up in the game. I be laughing.
Hell yeah, look at all these niggas, man, dealing with transvestites and all this boy on boy shit. You know what I mean? Like, you can only be in the closet with it so long, because if you got two in the closet motherfuckers, once one of them decide to come out the closet, he gonna expose you because everybody
yeah.
on him.
Hell yeah. Then motherfuckers gonna go to China and piss on little boys, and motherfuckers gonna fuck with transvestites, and they gonna bring them out on YouTube, and they ain't gonna make no more albums no more. They gonna be bitching with motherfuckers in St. Louis.
You feel me?
Right,
it's gonna always come. That's why you might as well just go ahead. They might as well just go ahead and just be real. If you. Anything in the closet with you, you're a fake nigga, you gay or whatever. Just be out the closet with it. Be who you are. Don't hide
hey,
it.
Yo.
It's going to come out.
Hey, yo, look. I saw some wild shit in the store yesterday, right? I went to this little black store, right, in ATL, right? And they had this DVD out. And it's got Cameron on there. He hugging some like faggot, yo. I'm like, yo, what kind of shit is this, yo? from New York.
What?
I couldn't believe that. Yeah, it's on, DVD.
Hold on, say what?
It's on a DVD, yo. I couldn't believe it, yo.
To him?
Huh?
You said he's
talking
to him?
No, I'm saying, look, I'm saying, so I didn't want to come up with a DVD. He got all white on. I'm saying he got a drink in his hand. He's hugging the little faggot motherfucker, right, with his drink, like, yo, like, doing a little sound, like, yo, like, I don't know, man, it was crazy. Y'all was like, who the fuck is that? Yo, I said, that's fake or what? I mean, I know he, I thought he wasn't like that, you know what I'm saying, but.
It was a picture?
It's a picture,
maybe it was a publicity shot.
Nah, this is on a DVD for sale. It's for sale. It's a DVD itself. It's telling you, I'm saying, on the inside. I'm saying,
it's video footage. It's not a picture.
Right. It's footage, right. It's footage, yo.
Wow.
It's,
I was
going to
say,
that shit
could be Photoshopped or something, you know. I don't know.
I hope it is, man. That shit was crazy.
What's the name of the
DVD,
man? Put the name of the DVD to the world.
Yo, look. I'm going tomorrow. Listen, I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to Twitter. I'm sending information. I'm going tomorrow, man. I was shocked. I'm like, yo, what is this shit? Yo, look. He said, right? I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn. His hat, he had New York hat on. I'm like, yo, this is not my man. It can't be my man. That's not him.
Oh, nah.
I'm like, yo, it can't be. I'm like, nah. But I saw it. I was like, and look. And then mind, I'm saying, look, this is a black store. This is a black African American store. You know what I'm saying? Well, they put the shit out there. Yeah, man, that's crazy, yo. Yeah, that was shocking, yo, for real.
I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. I mean, you know, same with me. I mean, I didn't have, like, you know, there is fans out there that's transvestites and gays and whatever out there. But, you know, like, I didn't have one where this nigga, I had somebody on Twitter one time, me and 50 was walking up a street. And so a whole bunch of people, like, once they start seeing it was me and 50 and we was walking, we had no security or nothing, people start seeing and they was like, oh, shit, that's 50 Cent, that's 40, you know what I mean? And they started pulling over and they was getting out on pictures. And so we took the pictures and then, like, almost a year later now, you get this dude and like, yo, why you always talking about gay people, man? I took a picture with you and he put up a picture with me, him, 50 Cent, and somebody on the street. And I was like, oh, nigga, you a doobler? I'm like, nigga, you didn't tell me that when you took this picture. You know what I mean? You walked up acting like a fan. Nigga, I would have told you, like, nah, homie, I don't do that, homie. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I wouldn't do that image-wise regardless for the simple fact, like, you dress like a transvestite. You want to come take a hug on picture with me? Nah, we ain't doing no shit like that. Like, you ain't finna put me all like out there like that. It even to make me suspect, you know what I mean? Even to make a lot of doubt.
Right.
Fuck that, you know what I'm saying? I don't get down like that.
Call me
a bigot or whatever the fuck you want to call me. We not doing that right there, though. You know what I mean?
That's real. Yeah,
he showed, put the picture up on Twitter, and he was like, I'm gay. I don't think you should be against me. And he had the picture up. I was like, this son of you, some bitch.
Oh,
right.
If you could have put your hands on him at that right then, would you have beat his ass?
No, I would have. Oh, right then, if I would have knew him and he put that picture up there and he said all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been some real fish flying. Like, you punk ass nigga. You know what I mean? Like, why? If you so much of a just gay rights person and you a gay or whatever, then let that shit be known when you walk up to him. Hey, I'm gay. You know what I mean? Can I get a picture? Can I get a photo? You know what I mean? Because this is what people do. Like, our profession, when people see us, they walk up and they want pictures. You know what I mean? They want an autograph.
Right.
You know, you don't turn them away. But see, like I said, I'm not like everybody else. So when I am out so much, I'm subject to a lot of more crazy shit happening because you got people, they come, I don't got security telling them, no, you can't handle autographs. You know what I mean? I got to tell them myself. Like, nah, nigga, I ain't doing no autographs. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm a cool motherfucker. I tell you, yeah, I'll do an autograph. Yeah, I'll take a picture for you. And Phil be like that, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you
but
know,
not
Phil
with no undercovers. They got ulterior motives at the gate.
Right. Right, you feel me?
Now, you know what?
But I mean, the way he put the picture was different because it was still, we was like outing, we was like on a street curb, like you would tell they just seen us in one of the pictures. But that could have been any old type of way, and this nigga just, you know what I mean? He could have photoshopped some shit, put that shit. I'm like, I would have been super pissed off. Word.
But you know what? Until you made the comment that pissed him off about gays, he probably whacked off to your ass every night.
You say,
yo, fuck that.
He probably do that with everybody picture he got in that case. He do that to the TV.
Nah. Just,
if he doing
he
that,
just
he's
into them LA red niggas.
Right. But there's six people out there like that, and you don't really pay attention to them until you've been all over the world and you see that can happen to you. Like, fans really be crazy. Like, I've had people come up to us at shows and be like, yo, I have this. Why do you say this line? Like, you should not do this. Be like this. You don't need to make this meet. Like, pissed off that you got a record where you just talking about whatever you want to talk about. And they'll come to the show. And they won't action at you, too. Like, fuck that. Like, these niggas be, you know, it's crazy because the male groupie is worse than the female groupie. You know what I'm saying? The male groupie, man, they are crazy, man. Them niggas want to fight you. They be so frantic, like hysterical when they see. They just break shit. You know what I mean? Get their hitting glasses and shit. And you be like, man, this nigga crazy. Like, man, we gonna fuck you up. You better get your ass out of here. You know what I mean? I had to fight a whole club out in Belgium over that. The nigga was mad he couldn't get up to the top tier, and the nigga, like, he started fighting security. They had put him out. Next thing you know, he come back in. Now, this nigga throwing glasses up to the top tier. I got on shades, so it's dark in the club. I can't see shit. It's all kind of women around me. We all on the mic and shit. And next thing you know, I see the girls just dropping. Like, boom, boom, following. I'm looking. I tip my shades off my eyes and look down. They bleeding. So I look over the tier, and it's this big fat nigga down there, Belgian motherfucker, throwing bottles up at us at the top. And he threw another in the bus, and I tried to block it with my hand. They cut my hand up. So now I tell the security, I'm like, man, I'm not letting this slide. I'm like, now I look down. He got all his homies down there. They all in the club. Security scared to get these niggas out the club. They didn't put the fat nigga on the other dude's shoulders. Now he got his hands in the air like he a champ. I said, man, I don't let this slide in at home. This not finna slide out the car. You got me fucked up. So I tell him, I'm like, man, fuck that. Take he and P and Havoc to the car. I'm like, man, I'm finna fall back. I'm finna handle this. I'm like, just wait for me at the car. So I loaded my shit up with a gang of bottles. I loaded my hoodie up, and I went down there. And the G on the staff homie stayed with me. We went down there. I walked up on the dance floor. I hit the niggas. I started hitting the niggas with the bottles. So I went in with the bottles. Now the club just switched on me. First, the club was all, they was 40 glocked out. They was screaming, yelling. I hit these niggas. I get to beating these niggas up with the bottles. The whole club just, like, switched on me and rushed me. Now I'm running out the club. These are the whole club chasing me out the club. I get out the back door. They slam the back door. They, like, run for it. Just run. I pick up some boulders. Like, fuck that. Let these motherfuckers out. This shit was crazy, though. And, you know, the van swooped up. I dove in the van. Next thing you know, they busted out the back door. The whole club was chasing the van. This shit was crazy as hell.
Wow.
You know,
Holy shit.
It goes down like that, and that's the male groupie for you. You know what I'm saying? And to think that was way overseas in Belgium, that was a crazy ass experience for me. You know what I mean? So you get people that just try you. You know what I mean? Like they'll jump on stage and sock you. You don't know what's going on. You performing, and the male groupie will just jump on stage and pow. You know what I'm saying? The next thing you know, you fighting on the stage. That's like the African that just jumped up on the stage with 50 and pulled the chain. And they had to go fuck his ass up. They start fucking up people out there. You know what I mean? Because that's the male groupie for you. The male groupie is crazy. Right. A female, if she want to take your chain, if she do snatch your chain, she's snatching it because she going to stand there with you like, I want you, I love you. You know what I mean? They just want a hug or something like that. Male groupies, They want to fight. They want hugs. They want all kinds of shit. The motherfuckers are crazy. Motherfucker stopped us in Amsterdam and asked us, could he come back to our hotel room with us? I said, what?
What?
Like, man, hell no. They asked for autographs, and then they asked, can they go to the hotel room and chill with us?
They want to hang out.
Like, come on, homie. Like, we don't do that, homie.
Wow.
That's a little
weird. That's
the
crazy situations of being. That's when you global and you start to see this type of shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I trip off a lot of artists that haven't even touched that statue yet, and they, you know, they play the role like they super big and got it super popping, you know, and they ain't never really seen shit yet. But these male groupies is real crazy, and
so when you
they turn
book?
Fan, they turn stands. You say what, baby?
Well, I say, when are you gonna write a book? You need to write a book about this shit.
I mean, you know, due time a book will come. I'm gonna do one. You know, just let my life go on, and I'm gonna do one.
Wow, I thought boy, damn, P, hanging out with him could be crucial.
Oh, it's crazy. It's so crazy. You'll be like, I don't think the average person can really stand it. You know, everybody just think it's the glitz, the glamours. You don't. They don't see the wicked shit and the evil shit and the spiritual shit and all this shit that be going on. You know what I mean? People don't understand it. You know what I mean? Walking in places just seeing crazy shit. You know? Walking into some shit in Czech Republic in the club, just everybody in the club just getting butt naked and starving sex. Word. I took me little crappy. Scrappy was with me. Scrappy, he talk about it all the time in his interviews, the craziest shits he ever been. We had some shit doing Czech Republic. The whole club just start getting naked, having sex in the middle of the club after it was already popping.
Damn.
Turned into a porno festival. I was like, man, what the fuck is this? Like, man, let's get the fuck out of here. And I'm talking like 400 or 500 people. Everybody in there just having sex. Butt naked, having sex with each other.
Wow.
I didn't understand it. It was crazy. And they always in there regular, dressing in suits, regular dresses. Next thing you know, they just started gradually start taking that shit off, and then it just turned into a festival. I was like, man, this shit is crazy. I ain't know no shit like this exists. I see this shit on, you might as well see this on some movie shit. And things like, you know, like James Bond or something, thinking that shit ain't real. And this shit goes down. You know what I mean?
Going down for
okay,
real, right?
Everybody that's laughing, how many of y'all would have stayed at least 15, 20 minutes to just see some of that shit, to see if bitches was fucking right, sucking right, getting ate out right? I would have just looked. Oh, I'm sorry. I always would have been nosy just to see how many bitches taking it like champions, how many motherfuckers lying to make their mate feel good by the facial expressions. I would have been looking down close up to see some entrances and exits and all kinds of shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, that's just a freaking me. I'm...
It ain't even a freak thing. I'm all about some damn money. So if I could videotape some shit on my phone that I could sell, they don't do that shit in the States.
Right.
Uh-oh, some
right.
of that other shit.
Right. No, it's crazy shit, you know.
They just, it's undercover because this is what I've learned about men and females, especially men. As long as they punishing the pussy, they gonna record it so they can show it to their boys.
Right.
But if that bitch is handling them, yo, let me see that phone right there. Let me see that phone. Why? I need to delete that shit out. So you know what I say to some shit like that? Nigga, it's gonna be live. We're gonna be Memorex. Call your boys over. So then that way I'm going to fuck you in front of your boys. So when I punish your ass, it ain't no denying. They're like, damn.
This is trifling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just fucking
trifling,
yo.
Men lie on their dick. So the best way to keep a nigga from lying is fuck him in plain sight with his boys. That the ones you know he going to call back and tell. Or I'm going to be like, yo, do me a favor. Call your boy up. What you mean? Put the phone on speaker. We're going to let him hear. Webcam. I got a laptop. Because you pretty much know a motherfucker that lied and got his boys thinking that he'd be punishing some shit. You can tell. So
right.
It's my public service duty to females to point them out. And if y'all will notice, I have not blasted anybody on my show lately because I have not been fucking. Trust me. I've been good. I have been good. So men need to understand, we don't do this to hurt you, but women don't like to waste their time. So we have to do certain things to spread the word because men are nasty. Men will fuck me, my best friend, my sister if I had one, my cousin and my auntie and feel that it's all right. So women have to make sure that, okay, if you don't fuck my family, I'm going to let them know that the dick is whack so they won't waste their time. We'll share good dick and this bad dick, just like y'all share. Well, some of y'all just share pussy, period. Y'all wouldn't care if it's good or bad. Y'all just need to fuck. But I'm going to give y'all benefit of the doubt, the men that's on the phone. And if y'all hit some good pussy, you're going to tell your boy, yo, that pussy was good. And if she don't mean shit to you, you're going to pass it. That bitch is whack, and you see her talking to your boy like, yo, son, let me holler at you. Yo, that's no good. That's not a good look. That bitch can't suck my dick right. Her mouth stay dry like her pussy. Y'all say shit like that.
Right.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you know I'm telling the truth? You done sat around with your wild-ass cousins and your brothers and your husband and his homeboys and heard them talk about back in the day.
Your husband
back in the day, but his fellas is today, and they talk like that.
Man,
so
I was a tomboy. I got six brothers and almost all boy cousins. You know I'd have heard some of the worst shit. But in fairness, I got to say, I done said some foul shit. We say some foul shit as females. We say some foul-ass shit.
Damn.
Oh, I said some shit to my ex-husband, and I promise you, after I said that shit, I'd never say anything foul to him again. I was driving on Highway 8 in El Centro going to San Diego. Told him I pictured me fucking somebody else to have an orgasm. That motherfucker yoked me out of the driver's seat while I was driving.
You should have stoned your ass.
Shut up, bro, Mr. G. Ain't nobody asked you for your damn comment. He shouldn't have been fucking with me. Men push women to the brink of where they break, and when we say slick shit, then they want to get upset.
Organized.
Fuck with us. Sweaty, have you ever hit a female?
You just had.
All right. You said what?
Have you ever hit a female?
Have I ever hit a female?
Yeah, have you ever put your hands on a female?
Like in what way?
Lead the sniff.
Like.
I would be lying if I said no. Because in a way, like I've been jacked by a female. You know what I mean? Female jacked me for my dope sack when I was 13. I'm talking jack, like, nigga, give me this. Nigga, this mine. I took my dope sack.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's a difference. Now, when you say it's female, it's different, man. There's some of them out there that they just ain't females. You know, they like them females niggas. And she jacked the shit out of me.
And you beat her.
I burnt her house up. Burn.
Party, I told you, plead the damn
thing. Set that shit on fire. Mommy's was mad at me, but I'm 13. She jacked me. You know what I mean? I'm what I look like. Well, how I'm going to get it back? I'm like, what, fighter? She a grown-ass woman. She was big as hell. Some feet.
Was it worth it? Like, in the end, when you sit back and think about it now, was it worth it? Because, I mean, it was like, what, $40, $50 worth back then?
Nah, she stole a quarter piece. That shit was worth damn near like 300-something bucks. You know what I'm saying? A straight cavi. That was crack. Shit. She seen the come up. She seen a little nigga. She had me over there. That's what I get for trying to be grown. You know, I didn't have no mama. I didn't know my mama ever since I left home when I was like 12. You know what I mean? So I've been in the streets ever since. You know, I was homeless, all that. So, you know, I raised myself. And you know, pretty much everybody knew that. And she was playing off that. She seen me get a little dough sack and a little nigga coming up. She had me like I'm grown, got me in with these grown ass women. I'm thinking I might get some and not be a virgin no more. You know what I mean? next thing you knew, it turned into a jack move. I was like, oh. Bitch took my dope. I'm like, oh. You know? I was like, wow. That was the experience of my life.
Oh,
that was my
shit.
That was my first jack. I got jacked by a female. And I
had
a
hand.
Word.
Did you put your hands on the female after that?
After that? Yep, I had to. My homie girl mama, she was like a nigga, though. She was calling herself beating up on the homie. Was beating us because we was little. She's like, she gonna come through and beat us up. She brought sticks and bats and everything.
Oh my god.
Word. So you know.
Yeah, Chuck, I keep telling him to plead the fifth because I'm a born and raised Cali girl. You gotta hit our ass sometime because we will hit your ass first.
Right.
And 40 got this look like, bitch, don't think because you're a female, if you put your hands on me, that his hands don't discriminate. Like, he like Jamie Foxx and the bitch. Please excuse my hands. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Right.
Because, look, like, real talk, we don't be giving a damn about that. You know, to the rest of the world is, oh, Cali boys, oh, they so rough. We raised with them niggas, so we don't give a fuck. My mama told my brother,
right.
If a bitch hits you, she shouldn't have hit you. You better hit that bitch back. Because if you don't, she's going to keep hitting you. She's going to pick up something and crown your ass. You're going to be all fucked up. And that's the truth. That's how we think. Fuck around and let me hit you. Don't hit me back. I got your ass.
Right.
See, I taught my boys. Don't put your hands on a female because you have a mother and you have a sister. But the flip side is, if you're walking away and that bitch keep hand checking you, by all means, if you can't get to your mama or you can't get to Alicia, then you need to go ahead and hit her ass. But if she is a butch, knock her the fuck out because that
right.
way she's coming at you like a man because all you see is the baggy pants, the white or the black tee, the Jordans or the Forces, fucking hat to the back, or may have on some Tims or some ACDs. In your mind, that's how a nigga dress, so you got to treat her like a nigga. I don't discriminate against that. But I also feel, as a female, including myself, if you put yourself in a position for a man to have to defend himself, then you're susceptible to get what the fuck you get. If you don't want a motherfucker putting his hands on you, then don't put your hands on him. If a man trying to walk away, let that motherfucker walk away.
Yeah,
if it's meant for him to come
right.
back, he going to come back. Don't let him beat your ass and walk away and then don't come back and your girlfriend's looking at you like, damn, bitch, he fucked you.
You know,
right.
for real. I think the first thing is, Chuck, women have to understand that even though we in a relationship, that dick that hangs between his legs is his. He gonna do what he want with it. The sooner they understand that and quit, oh, you was with Sally and trying to fight. Fuck that. That ain't what you do. You go do you. Lot less pain involved.
Yeah. I mean, me, I will be the first to tell a person, I don't really like to argue. Unless I know you gonna fuck the shit out of me, I will start an argument if I know you got some good angry dick. Yes, yes. But to argue, just to argue, I don't got time for that.
Wow.
I don't got time for that.
Or, you know, if you piss me off, okay, let's go for a ride. While we ride, I'm going to suck your dick, nigga. No cruise control. No no mashing on the gas. No changing up nothing. No. When you come, I don't want you to change up and mash the gas and none of that shit. Am I trying to kill you? No, I'm teaching you a lesson.
Shit, them Teddy Pendergrass get crippled like that?
He got crippled because he had a he-she in the car.
He had a man, huh?
Yes, he had a he-she in the car. And she was probably playing with the ass and he hit the brake or the gas or something. So that's still out. I mean, God rest his soul, but that's still out for the jury. They're deliberating on that one. Did Eddie Murphy get caught with a he-she?
Yeah, he got caught with one
of
them.
See what I'm saying? See, out there in Cali, that's how they do it.
But you know what?
Know. Well,
in all fairness, because of the technology in the bigger cities, the transvestites are able to look more and more like women in places like Cali and where the money flows a little heavy and the surgery is so easily available. I think a lot of times it be publicity on the transvestite side. He done saw that shit up. He go looking like a bitch. He go holler at the nigga and get somebody to take a picture, and wham, the dude don't even know he walking with a dude.
Nah, this real talk.
It's with his, the media.
I know, but the ones that get caught out there with him, they be caught with him. Because I swear, for God, I be keeping, you know, I got to keep it 100. I caught Ferris Whitaker on Santa Monica Boulevard. I was like, Ferris,
oh,
I was like, nigga, you out of line.
Oh, shit.
That nigga hurry up and skirted out. I was chasing that nigga down. Nigga, come here, nigga, you out of line.
Oh, shit.
So,
Ferris Whitaker,
it's safe
man.
To say, you got to pull down a bitch draws to see what the fuck they working with, and you got to have a picture of a real pussy opened up. Because, I mean, you never know. I mean, just me and Callie, that's the only way I could play it safe is just to pull up the shirt. I mean, you know, drop your drawers. I mean, drop your thong, boy shorts or something.
What?
Because then that's the only way you're going to know. Or if a motherfucker always like, oh, baby, I want you to hit it from the back. What I'm hitting it from the back for? Oh, I just like it that way. Because a nigga going to know if he in your ass or in your pussy. They don't feel the same. Unless you a porn star. And I've seen some porn stars just. Yeah. It's going to smell different anyway. Unless you're just used to fucking shitty smelling bitches.
Wow.
I ain't never went that far yet.
Thank
you. You ain't fucked nobody in the ass yet?
No, I never did that.
Thank you.
Wow. So if you ain't fucked nobody in the ass, you ain't licked no ass or none of that either?
I ain't who?
Okay, you like to eat pussy, right?
You said, do I like it? Do I like
uh-huh.
to eat it?
Yeah.
I mean, if I did it, it would it take, it's, I'm giving them more of enjoyment for it.
Okay.
Nah, I don't get nothing out of it. They don't turn me on.
You're eating pussy to give her oral enjoyment, right?
Yeah, I mean, she ought to be the right one, though, that I want to do it with. But
okay,
yeah.
Now keep in mind, you said the right one.
Right.
Now, with her being the right one, when you're licking the clit and you just getting all into it and she happened to raise up and you lick something else, do you get mad or you just keep going?
How can you raise up and do that? And still keep and accident. You know, you can't accidentally touch that.
Man, please. If a motherfucker eating your pussy right and you grinding, oh yeah. Or if she ride in your face, what? Man, please. It's going down. If she a grimy bitch and you gonna sit there like I don't do this and I don't do that, oh for sure you gonna do it tonight. So when a female sit on your face, just know. You open game, for the ass and the pussy, because all she got to do is just ride your face, just hump up a little bit, slide up with each lick. And next thing you know, you licking some ass. I'm here to tell you, that's how females get you. So always make sure that bitch on her back if you don't want to taste no ass. So it's safe to say you haven't licked ass yet.
Yeah, that ain't never happened to me yet. That's a wild one.
At least
right
you
there.
Didn't say you ain't going to do it. You just said it ain't never happened to you yet. Don't worry. I'm not going to tweet that, because then there's going to be some nasty bitches that's going to be offering you their ass.
Wow.
They go like, 40. Ooh, come here. Let's do 69.
Hey, yo, she was doing good, too, y'all. She was doing good the whole show. Now, here comes that dirty broad. She's going hard already, boy. She cannot let the show end without being dirty. God damn, Chop.
It's dirty down there, yo.
I had to do that to show him some North Carolina love. I love 40. He's finna be my new nigga right now. Like, for real. I'm finna go hard for him with his NWA album. And I'm gonna be tweeting him and stuff, because I'm following him. I don't be following a lot of people like that. But
I'm
gonna
quit
following
his ass if you don't follow back shit.
You know what? After tonight, he's gonna be like, you know what? These are some real ass bitches. They not no groupies. Because, shit, one bitch, a head game is a felony. I can't really fuck with that, because I don't need no more felonies living in California. He's from Cali. So you like, fam, Mr. G.A., keep him up on game. We are in the industry. So, but then again, industry groupies be worse, too, because they know how to beat the system to get to your ass. I just thought about that.
Right.
But he know. Ain't no fucking groupies. He'll follow us back. Watch. Because he's been doing good on the Twitter. I even gave him, you know, little nickname, Mr. Layaway. But he a real ass dude. He's very humble. For all the supporters that's listening, because some artists don't like to use the word fans or groupies, he's very approachable. When you see him, make sure he can see both of your hands.
Right. For real.
That's
for
sure.
Your hands. I tell you what, though, 40, this is real talk, man. This show right here has been discussed, three, 4 weeks now, about a month now? 40 Glock will be on my show. 40 Glock will be on my show. 40 Glock. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm calling late. God damn, 40 Glock on the show.
Right, that's right, man.
You know what I mean? Boy, say no. Hey, look, when I say Chalk be on it, boy, she was on it from day one. She was like, yo, fuck, she was saying, fuck other cats, yo. Yo, I got 40 of my show coming, yo. So it was definitely, you definitely came in and rode the way. We appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? It's all love, man.
Always love, man.
And you know what's crazy? P, the ending numbers, I can't give you a certain count, but the promo that we did from mine and yours, it would seem like probably over 3,000 times.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, that's why I told you. When I say, bitch, I do numbers. You'll see. But, like, I have to say, and I ain't even tripping that I ain't do no chocolate fantasy. I might do them all day tomorrow on my listening. And the song that I didn't get to play tonight, I'm going to make sure that I play it tomorrow, which was One Day at a Time. And then if you can get your people to send me some more music tonight, then I'll load it up and play it on the listening show tomorrow. And then I'm going to do a Chocolate City mixtape. And if you don't mind, I would like to put Damn on there, because, boy, that's awesome.
For sure,
that's
baby.
That's like an awesome-ass song. And I'm going to go to your site, and I'm going to get it popping, because you said that, you know, y'all be giving it up on the site. So, you know, hey, I got to blend in. I can't have a sex talk show and be on 40 Glock's site and don't do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go grab your link from your site. I'm going to run that tonight. I'm going to run the show. If you got anything that you need to run, your people got the email. You got me on Twitter, DM me, and everything like that. And you'll see your shit in a rotation starting out tomorrow or whatever. Can't tell you when I'm coming out to Cali. I'm coming. When I come, I ain't going to tell y'all I want to eat no fish tacos, but I want to hang out, go to the beach or do something, and drink some tequila.
I can dig
tequila.
Right.
Shut the hell up, Mr. G. I'm bust you in your fucking face when I see you.
Wow.
We great getting kicked off. 40, do you have anything you want to say? Because, you know, you rolled the hell out of the chocolate wave.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if you could do it.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if he could do
it. It's all G. I mean, you know, shout out to everybody that support my movement, Zoo Life. You know, the album is coming. Solo album NWA September. Look out for Welcome to California remix dropping about the video come out in like 3 weeks. It's me, Snoop Dogg, E40, Too Short.